people are up to where I'm up to in our Bible. So I decided to speak a little bit about a Yanni Pesach. We have in the Chumash three times that there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that all of the Jewish men, Yeroi calls the Churcha, the mitzvah only applies to the men. The men are obligated to be Aliyah L'Regel. If the women go, they get sky like an Eidim Mitzvah V'Yosef. They have an obligation to visit the Beis HaMikdash V'Lei Yerof on Ireka. They're not permitted, so they say, so they're not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash without bringing a carbon. What kind of a carbon? So the Tanaim had a tradition that refers to the Oilas Riyah. Marim Sachim has a drasha that in the first parak that those who live the chutzlards are not muchiv to be oil regal, based on the pasuk in Chumash that says Vayachman ishisar tzucha ba'alo ischa. That's the Gemara daf chesam beis. That it says in the Chumash in Shmois parak lamedale Vayachman ishisar tzucha ba'alo ischa leirois, that you don't shluchim mitzvah edim dizokim, you don't have to be afraid that the enemy will steal your field when you go to Be'er L'Regel. So the pasuk speaks about Artzacha, Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara understands from that pasuk that one who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is not obligated to Be'er L'Regel. Tosfos earlier in Pesachim suggested a chiddush on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells a story that there was a non-Jew who used to come every year and participate in the Korban Pesach, and he fooled everybody into believing that he was Jewish. And he was once bragging to one of the Tanoim, to Rabbi Yehuda ben Miser, who lived far away from Yerushalayim. He lived in Etzivan, that's apparently far away, who did not go to Yerushalayim. He's bragging to this Tana that he fooled all the rabbis in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Miser wanted to trap him, he wanted to trip him up. So he said, no, I'm sure they know that you're not Jewish. Did they ever give you the aliyah? The aliyah is the fatty tail that's burnt on the Mizbeah. So he says, no, they never gave him the aliyah. So he says, aha, you see, they know that you're not Jewish. If you would be Jewish, you would have once in a while gotten the aliyah. So the next time he went to Yerushalayim, so he said he wants the aliyah. So he said, what are you talking about? The aliyah we burn on the Mizbeah. So he said, no, the rabbi told me I should ask for the aliyah. What rabbi? When rabbi? So he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Miser from the Tzivan told me. They said, what are you, crazy? The aliyah would burn on the Mizbeach. So they made an investigation. They found out that he wasn't Jewish, and they killed him. That's the question. Why did they kill him? Why did they kill him? That's a big problem. Why did they kill him? So the Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe because he violated the law kol b'necha lo yochel bo. So the Pashto says, the Rishonim say, the Issa kol b'necha lo yochel bo is not on the Nochri who eats. It's on a Jew who gives the Kazayis Korban Pesach to the Nochri. But the Nachri only has seven mitzvahs. This is not from his mitzvahs. Why? He's eating a carbon shaloike mitzvasoi. Okay, so he's eating a carbon shaloike mitzvah. It's gzeila. Oh, so that's what the Menchas Chinuch says. That Ben Noach is nerag al agezel. The Gemara says, in fact, in Sanhedrin and in Erev, Ben Noach is nerag al pachas mishav pruta. If a Nachri steals pachas mishav pruta, he also gets the death penalty. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch suggests. That maybe they gave him the death penalty because he was in violation of gzeila. They only sold him a share in the Korban Pesach on the assumption that he was Jewish. If they would have realized he's not Jewish, they would have not sold him. And he knew that also. So he was fooling them. He was buying the merchandise on the false pretense, claiming that he was Jewish, and he wasn't. So that's Mekach Toys. If they would have known he was Jewish, they would have known he wasn't Jewish, they wouldn't have sold him the Korban Pesach. So that's what some suggest. Maritz Chai has a whole fantastic comment over here, because Tosis is bothered with Akasha, that if Rabbi Yehuda ben Miser lived as Marabayis, so why didn't he participate in Korban Pesach? Then they have a Gemara that says Rabbi Yehuda ben Miser lived after the Korban Abayis. So the whole story is Kakai. So they says must be that there are two Rabbi Yehuda ben Miseres, two people with the same name. One lived as Marabayis, one lived after the Korban Abayis. Or it's two different times. One story is Mizman Abayis, one story after the Mizman Abayis. That's what Tosfos suggests. So the Maritz Chayis has a whole fantastic suggestion based on historical sources that the first few years after the Churban Abayis, they still continued to be Makrib Korban Pesach based on the assumption that Makrib and Afal Pishem Bayis. That's a question. Whether the Makam HaMikdash retains the Kedusha even after it's in a state of Churban. Machlekes halacha lemaise, machlekes hatanaim, and bottom line is machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam paskins that the makam hamikdash retains its kedushah even after the churban, and makriven afal pishein bayis, you can bring korbanos even though the whole base hamikdash was in a state of destruction. You have to have a mizbeach. You can't be zorek the dam on the floor. You have to have a mizbeach, but you don't need the whole structure. And the Ravid says, based on Kabbalah, he says based on Kabbalah, he knows that it's not so. Hard to argue. Based on Kabbalah, he says that it's not so, that there's no Kedushas Makam HaMikdash now, that Yodeo HaYezra, the Ravid writes in Perek Vav in Hilchas Beis HaPchira, Yodeo HaYezra, Ezra knew that the Baisheni was Osed Lehechorev, and he only had a mind to endow the Makam with Kedusha for that period of time, the few hundred years that the Baisheni would last, and he does want the Kedusha to continue. He wanted the Kedusha to disappear after the Churban Baisheni, so that when they'll build the Bais HaShlishi, they'll endow it with a higher level of Kedusha. If the Kedusha's Bais Sheni was Kitchel Osi Lavoi, then you won't be able to endow it with a higher level of Kedusha later. When you build the Bais HaShlishi, the Makom will just retain the same level of Kedusha that it had at the time of the Binyan Bais Sheni. That's what the Ravid writes. The Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer at the end of Zvachim, Chafetz Chaim wrote like an imitation riff on Kochim. We only have riff on the Mesichtas and the Ge'er La'alocha. So Chafetz Chaim wrote what he calls Likuti Halochas. The riff is called Halochas, Hilchas Rav Alfas. That's how it says on the first page, no? Hilchas Rav Alfas, the Halochas. So the Chafetz Chaim didn't want people to think that this is the riff. He wanted everybody to know that it's an imitation riff, so he called it Likuti Halochas. On the first page, he writes Likuti Halochas, and he has this commentary on the bottom that's called the Zevach Toidah. So he writes in the Zevach Toidah, the end of Zvachim, that it's a machlekes satanaim and a machlekes amarayim and a machlekes arishonim. We don't have the ability to be machriya, so it's a sveiket adina. That's what he writes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. In the Mishnah Berurah also, he writes that is it permissible for an Adam Tomei to go onto the Har HaBayis bizman hazeh? According to the Ravid, it sounds like it should be permissible because it's loikit shel osi lavay. Sounds like it should be mutter. According to the Rambam, it's clearly also because kitchalosi lover. So the Chafetz, so the Mishnah Berurah writes as fake it adina ain't biyadena lahachriyos. You have to go lechumra. So the Maariz Chayis quotes from Midrashim that the fact, the historical fact that after the Churban Bais Sheni, they still continued to be makriv the Korban Pesach every year. The Roman soldiers would, the Romans didn't want them to, so they used to make mizbeach quickly shech the korban. And then they would all run. Everyone would run to hide. So that's what he suggests the story was over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mizrahi lived after the Churban HaBayis. And he was and he wasn't strong enough, he wasn't so young, that he should be able to run, to bring the Korban Pesach, then run away from the soldiers and hide. If they would catch him, they would kill him. So a couple of young people would do this every year. And then you have to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So if they'd have to gobble it down balayla, you have to shecht it in the afternoon, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Then you have to gobble it down balayla, you have to make it sleep, then you have to run to make sure the Roman soldiers don't catch you. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Mizrahi was an old man, it wasn't for him. And the younger people did it. And they were afraid that this Nochri was participating, they were afraid that he's going to massacre to the Roman government. So they killed him because they were afraid he was going to be a Moser. They were afraid that he was going to massacre on them and put their lives into danger. Whatever it is, the Gemara tells this story. So Tosfos understands that there were two different people with the name Rabbi Yehuda ben Mizrahi. One lived as Man HaBayis, one lived after the Churban HaBayis. And this time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mizrahi did not go to eat Korban Pesach, Bizman HaBayis. That's how Tosfos learns. Why not? That's a pella. So Tosfos suggests, maybe since Netzivin is Chutz La'aretz, he lived in the city in Netzivin. So maybe since Netzivin is Chutz La'aretz, as it says in the Sifrei and Parshas Re'ei, that is outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe just like the Gemara had a din on Daf Ches on the base, Yishen lo karka, whoever doesn't own area in Eretz Yisrael is not mechuyev to be Eila Regel. Perhaps the same din applies when you get to Korban Pesach. Only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. We know for a fact from the Mishnais and from the Tosefta's that thousands and thousands of Jews came from Chutz La'aretz every year to participate in Korban Pesach and to be Eila Regel. And Shavuos and Sukkos also. What Tais means to say is that you're not mechuyev to. Just like Ola Regal, the Gemara just says, you're not mechuyev to come from Chutz La'aretz. But if you want to come, like a woman who wants to volunteer as an Enim Tzilu V'yoseh to fulfill the mitzvah says of Shazman Grom. So the same over here, even with Tais's Chiddush, that they want to say, whoever doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach, not mechuyev. But if you come, if you volunteer to come to Eretz Yisrael, so then you can certainly participate in the Korban Pesach. The first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are connected. These are the Shalosh Regalim that you have an obligation to be Ela Rega. When we daven, when we say Kiddush, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So the author of the Torah Tmimah, Rav Baruch Epstein, wrote a whole autobiography that's called Mekar Baruch. The sources of his family, his name is Baruch, and Mekar Baruch is, he gives you, he traces his, his father was the one who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan. Family name is Epstein. So Epstein is usually named after a city in Germany, usually the Yekis. And he says, no, his family are Sephardim. They're descendants from Ben Veneshti. The name Epstein is a corruption of the original name Ben Veneshti, and they're related to the Balamor, big Yichas, okay. And he traces the family all the way back. So in his autobiography, it's so long. He has a lot to say about everything. So he gives about the family background, and then he has a whole chapter about misprints, misprints in the Siddur, misprints in the Gemara. So this is one of his famous pieces, that he has this idea on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when you daven Shemana Esrei or Rosh Hashanah, when you say Kiddush, you don't say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazman. You say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikor, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. So why should you say such a vague term on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot? So he thinks that it should really say Mekadesh Yisrael in big letters, V'Hazmanim in parentheses, and that's instructions. That means that you fill in the missing blank. On Pesach, you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaMatzis. On Shavuos, you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaShavuos. On Sukkot, you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaSukkot. And the printer made a mistake. The printer thought that that's the Nusach. So Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazman. It's a misprint. It's a misprint. V'Harai from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh HaChodesh. You don't say a vague Losh Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazman. So Rav Soloveitchik knew him personally. So he was very upset about this Chiddush of his. He used to say in public that the author of the Torah Tmim was a big action and you couldn't explain to him. He says he explained it, explained, and he was stubborn. He didn't want to give in that it wasn't the same. Rosh Hashanah is separate and Yom Kippur is separate, but the Shalosh Regalim, Al Pidin, have something in common. They're the same Kedushas Hayom. You have a chiv to be Ola Regal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. Rav Soloveitchik worded it that Kedushas Pesach and Kedushas Sukkot is the same. It just depends what season of the year it falls out. So if the Kedusha of the Regel falls out in the Chodesh Aviv, then the halacha is mechayev you to eat matzah and maran to bring Korban Pesach. And if this Kedusha of Regel falls out in the fall time, at the end of the summer, there's mechayev you to shake a lulav and to sit in the sukkah. It's not that there is a different Kedusha of Sayyar, it's a Kedusha of Shalosh Regal. Anyway, that's our nusach. There are some haggadahs, there are some old sidurim, where they say Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag ha-matzos in the davening. But that's not our practice. We assume, like Rav Soloveitchik explained, that all the Shalosh Regalim are connected, and all three have a chiyuv, they have something in common, all three have a chiyuv aliyah l'regel, and that's why we recite the nusach ha-bracha Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. The Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah mentions that there's a din of Balta. The Gemara explains Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is obscure, it doesn't explain what's going on. There's a Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim has a Rosh Hashanah. Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah for the Shalosh Regalim. What does that mean? Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. Happens Pesach is a Chodesh HaRishon. Of course, Pesach comes before Shavuos and before Sukkot. If someone is born in between Pesach and Shavuos, so Shavuos comes first. It depends when you come. If you come late to the movie, so you start from there, and then you see later. What do you mean Pesach is the beginning of the Shalosh Regalim? It depends when you're born. So the Gemara says, no, there's a din of Balta Acher. If a person took a neder to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdosh, so there's an essay, Uvasu Shama V'Habesim Shama, that everyone should come on the Shalosh Regalim. So the Regal Rishon, the first Regal, Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, is the first Regal that you come to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regal. You're obligated to bring your neder, or to bring your nedava, whichever it is, whether you said Hari Alai, Hari Zu. You're obligated to bring a Regal Rishon. And if you didn't bring a Regal Rishon, so you are Mevatel and Mitzvah Seseh of Avos HaShama V'Havesim Shama, but you're still not in violation of Lo Sa'ach L'Shama. When does one violate Balti Acher? So most of the Tanoim say Shalosh Regalim. If he took a neder now, and he waited so long that Shalosh Regalim went by. So there's one Tan in the Gemara who says, we don't pass like that. One Tana says, Reb Shimon, you only violate Baal Tachra if you have Shalosh Regalim Kisidron in order. It means like this, if he took the neder before Shavuos, during Sfira, took the neder in between Pesach and Shavuos, so he won't be in violation of Baal Tachra L'Sham until it comes Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. You have to have three Regalim going in order, and the first one in the order is has to be Pesach. That's the opinion of one Tana. So according to that Tana, that's what the Mishnah says, that Pesach is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. There's a Sefer Shari Ephraim on Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah that the Mishnah Berurah always writes. But the same author is the Mate Ephraim. Mate Ephraim is on Hilchas Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and a little bit on Sukkos. So on the Shari Ephraim, he discusses all possible mistakes that could happen, all possible mistakes in the Sefer Torah, missing a letter, extra letter, psucha, stuma, where it doesn't belong, all concoctions of things. Then he talks about any possible mistake that the Baal Kori could have made in mispronouncing, or he read the wrong Kriya, he read the Kriya for Rosh Hashanah on Sukkos, he read the Kriya for Sukkos on Purim, any possible mistake. So he discusses what happens if on Sholosh Regalim he's supposed to learn Kriya Sater, the guy by mistake didn't learn the whole Kriya. So he says, if it's Pesach, and he read that part, let's say in Parshas Emor, Parshas Amodas, he read the part that talks about Pesach, even though he didn't read the part that talks about Shavuos and Sukkos, the main thing is the Kriya on Pesach. So it's on Shavuos, the main thing is the Kriya on Shavuos. So if he only, you have to give five Aliyahs. So let's say he figured out how to give five Aliyahs. By mistake, he didn't learn about Pesach. He only learned about Shavuos and Sukkos, and he squeezed in five Aliyahs over there. So he says that b'di'evid you would be yotzer. The same thing, Sukkos. If he learned only Sukkos, he didn't read Pesach and Shavuos. The Ikar Chiyuv is the Kriya of the Kedushas Hayom that you're holding by. And Agav, that Kriya, so you got to give five Aliyahs. So the Chachamim introduced what Misakan Yishan may as well learn the whole parasha about all the Sholos for gold. But b'di'evid, if you made a mistake, you only learned about that Yantav, that would be good. So Rav Soloveitchik questioned that. Because he was also stubborn. He insisted that Baruch Epstein was wrong, that the Torah Tmimah was wrong. So he said, what do you mean? The Kedushas Hayom is exactly the same. It's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos hyphenated. It's all the same thing. It's not that you learn the Kriyas HaTorah about Pesach and the Kriyas HaTorah and Shavuos and Shavuos. He thought that maybe you have to learn all three. Maybe if you'll only learn the Kriyas Shal Pesach and Pesach, maybe you're not Yotzer. Could be. Okay. They quote the Namaisa Rav that the Vilna Goyen used to be medaktek. He felt that the best aliyah on Pesach is that aliyah that talks about Pesach. The best aliyah on Shavuos is that aliyah that talks about Shavuos. The best aliyah on Sukkos is that aliyah that talks about Sukkos, about the Chovis Hayar. Sounds a little bit like the Shari Ephraim, that's the Ikar Kriyas HaTorah, and the rest is just Derech Agav, in order to have the five aliyahs. Not necessarily in contradiction to what Rav Soloveitchik said. You could still insist that the whole Kriya about Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos is one long Kriya, and the whole Kriya applies on all the three Yamim Tovim, and still it's a better Aliyah. No, you don't have to necessarily say that's the Ikar Kriya Sater. No. In the end of Yerideya, you have all the dinim, the end of the Terechelik Yerideya, have all the halachas about Avelus. So the din is that if one is in the middle of Shiva, so when it comes to Yontiv, so Yontiv cancels the Shiva, or if one is in the middle of Shloshim, so when it comes to Yontiv, so the Yontiv cancels the Shloshim. So this is Trump Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Machlokes Satanim. Shabbos does not cancel Avelus. So this explains why not. So one could have said Balabatish, that if Shabbos is going to cancel Shiva, so you're never going to have Shiva. So Taisa said that's not the real reason. The Balabatish explanation is not the real reason. The real explanation is because Yom Tovim cancel Avelus. The Gemara says because it's a tie to the Sasri between the mitzvah of Simcha and the mitzvah of Avelus. The mitzvah of Simcha only applies on Yom Tovim. On Shabbos there is no mitzvah of Simcha. Why do we say Yismuchu Malchus Chashem Shabbos is a good question. That the few pages in the Stechemet, where he quotes Achreinim who worked very hard on that kasha. Why is that Nusach recited in the Tefillah? Yismuchu Malchus Chashem Shabbos. If on Shabbos there is no mitzvah of Simcha at all, it's only a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tovim. So the Tosis points out, based on the Gemara, that Yontiv cancels Avelus because Yontiv has a mitzvah of Simcha. Shabbos doesn't have a mitzvah of Simcha. Why doesn't a person go with the torn jacket on Shabbos in the middle of Shiva? And why doesn't he sit on the ground and so on? So Tosfos says, no, Avelus Beferhesia is not observed on Shabbos because it says, Vayvorach Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i. Shabbos is a day of bracha And the pasuk says, "Mishle birchas Hashem hitashir v'lo yosef etzavima." It's not that Tosis dug up the pasuk. Tosis no mishle, but they quote midrashim say like that. Avelis is not observed on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day of bracha, and the pasuk says, "Birchas Hashem hitashir." By observing Shabbos, you'll get rich. V'lo yosef etzavima, and one will not be seared. So that's why Avelis beferhesi is not observed on Shabbos, but the day of Shabbos, one does observe Avelis Bitzina. One is forbidden to observe, to practice Tashma Shamito or Limud HaTorah. The day of Shabbos is Nitzos and Avelis, just that Avelis Beferhesi is in Stira with the Bircha, with the Brocha. Bircha Sashem Itasha, that Shabbos is the day of Brocha. So when one is in Avelis and it comes Yontif, so the Yontif Pesach cancels Avelis. So the Ramoah has this fantastic Kiddush in the end of Yerid. They quote an Ozarua that on Erev Pesach after Chatzais, there's another yontif. We call Pesach Pesach. If you look in Chumash, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is called Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach. And the yontif that we refer to as Pesach is really referred to in Chumash as the Chag HaMatzos. You have to eat matzos on the holiday that we call Pesach. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out in the Bi'ur HaGrua, and that's if in Yoredeh, that there are really two different Yomim Tovim in Parashas Emor. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the yontif of Pesach. And what we call the Yontif of Pesach is really in Chumash is called the Chag HaMatzos. So the Orzarua has a Chiddush based on a Gemara in Tzvachim and Daf Kuf that not only Pesach cancels Shiva Shloshim, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is also a Yontif, and already from Chatzos on, one doesn't observe Avelis. The Pischei Tshuva points out that Balabatim make a mistake. They heard this Erev Pesach, that they apply to every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif. After Chatzos, they call it quits. There are those who are Mahajim and Amahajim, so they call it quits Friday morning. Friday morning already. Rabbi Schwab used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood in Broya Shul, so he had a policy. Everybody knew. He would come be Menachem Obel in the middle of Shiva on Friday afternoon to make sure, and everyone knew that he's going to come, and he would always tell Avelim that they have to observe Avelis till late in the day, till they have to prepare for Shabbos, half an hour, whatever, before Shabbos. There is no such din that the Erev Shabbos after Chatzos one doesn't observe Avelis. Only a din on Pesach. Erev Pesach also, let's say one is sitting on the floor and wearing sneakers and observe with the torn beged and so on. Then it comes, let's say, come Shavuos or come Sukkos. So you don't wait till Leil Shavuos and Leil Sukkos. You get ready, you get up off of the chair and so on in advance of Shavuos and Sukkos, so that when it comes Yontif, the person will not be in a state of Avelis. So the Pashtus is Erev Pesach after Chatzos also. What, you wait till now Chatzos is 1:05? So you wait till whatever time is going to be. I don't know. You wait till 1:05 and then you get up. Or you say no, you get up at 1:04. If he's a Yekke, you get up at 1:04:30. And so that when Yontif enters, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yontif, Yontif of Korban Pesach, and Yontif enters, the person is not sitting in Avelis. Not that Erev Pesach, when it comes after Chatzos, then it's like Yontif Pesach itself, like Shavuos, like Sukkos. You don't wait till the Yontif comes in. You get up from the Shiva before the Yontif enters. What happens if someone is buried on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So it's like, let's say, what if someone is buried on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is the middle of Yontif, so one doesn't observe Avelis on Yontif. So the one, a Kervis Mesa Beregel, has to wait till after Yontif is all over. Then one begins counting the Shiva. So what if one is buried on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So according to the Ozaru, it's like Akoyv Mesa Beregel. They're not permitted to observe any Avelis on Erev Pesach. Pesach can't cancel. Pesach only cancels Avelis if the Ovelah began to observe the Avelis before. Here, Erev Pesach can't observe Avelis. He has to begin the whole Shiva after Pesach ends. So the common practice is that we don't do that. Common practice is that if someone is buried Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Avelim do take off their shoes and they put on sneakers then, and they do observe Avelis, they sit on the ground and so on. Why? But the Ramo says in the name of the Ozarua that there's no Avelis after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. The answer is that Ozarua is a Shita Sayochid. Tosis disagrees, Beferish. Tosis Hanadav and Zvachim Dav Kuf, where the Ozarua got it from, the Tosis says Beferish Vakert from the Ozarua. So Achreinim ask Akasha and the Ramo, how does he paskin like the Ozarua? It's against enough in the Tosis. So the answer is Halachik Dira Mekel Bavel. When it comes to Avelis, we go Lekula. So Lekula would mean if one is observing, one is in the middle of Shiva beforehand. So when it comes Chatzos of Erev Pesach, the Avelis terminates. Both. Akaivras Mesa Erev Chatzais after Chatzais on Erev Pesach. So there, which way is Lukula, which way is Lechumer? So it's Lukula to say that you do observe Avelis, one does observe Avelis after Chatzais, so that Yantif will cancel the Avelis, lest the guy enjoys crying. He wants to sit on the floor, he wants to wait till. That's very annoying. The guy wants to be makled. What do you mean? He does want to observe Avelis now, he's going to wait till after Pesach and then sit Shiva after Pesach. That's quite a pain in the neck. So Halachic Dibra Mekel Ba'avil would dictate in this case that one does observe a little Avelis, like Tesis. One does observe Avelis and Erev Pesach after Chatzais. And then when it comes Pesach, Yantav said cancels the Shiva. So we go Lekula in both directions. If one is already in Shiva Shloshim before Chatzais of Erev Pesach, so when it comes Chatzais, right before Chatzais, that cancels everything. And if one is Kavras Meso, the Erev Pesach after Chatzais, and then we follow Tesis Shita then. We say that there is Avelis on Erev Pesach. One should take off his shoes and Pesach will cancel the Shiva.
If burial was before Erev Pesach, would Erev Pesach cancel the Shiva? Pesach itself cancel
the. That's a good question. Why shouldn't Erev Pesach cancel Shiva? The din is no, and Pesach should cancel Shloshim. Same question on Erev Sukkos. The Gemara says that if one is in the middle of Shiva before Sukkos, so Sukkos cancels Shiva. And Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo, but it doesn't cancel Shloshim. So the Rishonim ask, how come the Rosh on Moed Katan has everything that there is to say? So very long Rosh is there, much longer than on Baba Kat, much longer than on B'sichtis. So the Rosh quotes this question. So he quotes, the Ravid says, you never have a double kula, trei kula loy mikelino. According to the Ravid, let's say if someone died before Yom Kippur, so he wouldn't say Yom Kippur cancels Shiva and Sukkos cancels Shloshim. That's what it sounds like. We don't follow that opinion. We paskin, you can knock off Shiva and Shloshim. Best time to die, if you're given a choice, is before Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur cancels Shiva and Sukkos will cancel the Shloshim. So the question is back again. So why shouldn't we say that if one is buried before Sukkos, so Sukkos should cancel Shiva, and Shmini Atzeres a regular finatz, but she cancels Shloshim. So Rav Soloveitchik has a whole answer that's printed in his name. Beautiful answer. That Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fniatzma for Peza Keshev, for the six dinim. For Pais b'fniatzma, Zman b'fniatzma, regal b'fniatzma, other dinim. But not for Simcha. For the Chiyub Simcha, it's one regal together with Sukkis. So therefore, the whole idea that Yontif cancels Shiva Shloshim is because of the mitzvah of Simcha. When it comes to Simcha, there's one long mitzvah of Simcha for 8 days. Okay, that's his original teretz, but that's not what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say, the Ravid says, Trei Kula Loi Mikilina. We don't follow that Ravid. According to the Ravid, Akavis Mesa before Yom Kippur, he wouldn't say that Yom Kippur cancels Shiva and Sukkos cancels Shloshim. So we don't pass on like that. So the teretz that the Rishonim say is, the only time Sukkos can cancel Shloshim, if Yom Kippur cancel Shiva, is if it's Nikr. There's something noticeable. He observed a little bit the Shloshim. So before Yom Kippur, he observed a little bit Shiva. Then it comes Yom Kippur cancel Shiva. Then in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, he's observing Shloshim. So then comes Sukkos and it cancels the Shloshim. But over here, Sukkos cancels Shiva, and nothing is noticeable on him. In between Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, the whole time is Yontav Chol Hamoed. And Yontav, you don't see anything. He is observing Shloshim. He is observing Shloshim, but it's not noticeable that he's observing Shloshim. So in such a situation, we don't say that the second Yontif will cancel the Shloshim. So the same is true over here. You have two Yomim Tovim, one next to the other, back to back. You have Erev Pesach, which is Yontif of Pesach, Korban Pesach. Then you have what we call Pesach, Yontif Pesach, is Chag HaMatzis in the Chumash. So if the Or Zeruah claims that the Chagah, the Yontif of Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach after Chatzos cancels the Shiva, so then one is not observing anything of Shloshim that it should be noticeable. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is like Chol Hamoed. It's not noticeable that one is going to be observing any Avelis of Shloshim. So therefore the Pesach can cancel the Shloshim. Those who go to visit the Kosel HaMaravi, Rib Kriya, if you haven't seen the Kosel HaMaravi in 30 days, the people in Rib Kriya, so didn't Nigmar, Hagaroya, based on Mikdash B'Chorbana, has to Rib Kriya. There in Eretz Yisrael, many don't rip Kriya because the Magen Avraham quotes the Achronim who say that one only rips Kriya in Ori Yehuda b'Chorbanam if the cities are under non-Jewish control. But when Ori Yehuda are under Jewish control, there's a Jewish government and a Jewish army and they're in control of Ori Yehuda, that's considered Bibinyonim. When the Or Yehuda are under Goyishe control, even if they're inhabited all by Jews, that's considered Bechorbanim. And if it's under Jewish control, then it's considered Bebinyonim. So they're in America's Harav, they all follow Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, Rav Kook's son. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook had such a chiddush that after he was alive after the 1967, after they conquered the Makom HaMikdash. So he said to his Talmidim that they should not rip Kriya, because just like when Or Yehuda are under Jewish control, it's called Bibinyonai. So the same thing, Beis HaMikdash is under Jewish control. Rav Soloveitchik and many others thought that it was absolutely not correct at all. He thought it was a joke. What do you mean? Or Yehuda Bechorbanim, depends on whose control it is. It's under Jewish control, then it's Bibinyonai. Or Yehuda, because Eretz Yehuda is where the Malchus is supposed to be. So if you have a Jewish government, then Or Yehuda under Jewish control, so that's Bibinyonai. But the Beis HaMikdash, Bibinyonai Bechorbanim, depends whether you have Beis HaMikdash, a Makruv Korbanis. Is the Beis HaMikdash Bibinyonai with a mosque there, with the Arabs playing soccer? Of course it's Bechorbanai. So he thought it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. I printed Rav Soloveitchik's Tainus. I didn't want to be Mevazer Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook. So I said, some young rabbi in Eretz Yisrael came up with this idea, and Rav Soloveitchik said it wasn't correct. So the Talmidim of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook saw what I wrote. So I said, no, it's Rav Tzvi Yehuda who said like that. So I know. So I told him, I know. I didn't want to be Mevazer him. So I didn't want to say it by name, because Rav Soloveitchik thought, I wrote, Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was utterly ridiculous. So the Magen Avraham says that when one visits the Kosel HaMaravi and you have to rip Kriya, if you visit a Chol HaMoed, you don't rip Kriya. But the Mishnais talk about ripping Kriya when someone dies, the din is that you rip Kriya Chol HaMoed. Some have a minig, the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, there are different interpretations of the Mishnah and Moikot. So some have a minig based on their interpretation of the Mishnah, that one only rips Kriya Lo Vivalima Chol HaMoed. If any other relative dies, one does not rip Kriya. So the Ramah writes in Yerideya, whoever has such a minig, those makamis would have such a minig, so observe it. But if you don't have that minig, you shouldn't adopt it, because it's not really the correct pshat. We assume pshat in the Mishnah that when somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, there's a chiv to rip Kriya. The Mishnah just said, En Korim Ela Kroivav Shel Meis. If other people want to volunteer to rip Kriya, so if it's all year long, if they're dear friends of the one who died, so doesn't take. You want to rip Kriya. It's not an Isra Bal Tashchis. There is a Kiyam of ripping Kriya, even if you're not related to the person, if it's a dear friend. But on Chol HaMoed, then the Mishnah says, Ein Karim Ala Kroivim Shel Meis. Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to show Avelus. Only the Kroivim of the Meis have to rip Kriya. Others should not volunteer Kriya. So the Pashtus, we assume that when somebody dies, Vikar Adin, one is obligated to rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that when you visit the Kosel HaMaariv, you have to rip Kriya. So one does not rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. Why not? So he seems to assume that Kriya on the Makom HaMikdash is a Nihu Gavelus. Kriya for a relative who dies is not really a Nihu Gavelus. The Gemara has a Lashon, Avelus Luchud and Kriya Luchud. They're two different deeds. It's not a Nihu Gavelus. One does not observe Avelus on Chol HaMoed, but Kriya is not a Nihu Gavelus. But ripping Kriya on the Kosel HaMaariv, that is considered a form of Nihu Gavelus. So one is not permitted to rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. That's the Magen Avraham. The Shitos makes another statement. He says that if a whole family is going to visit the Kosel HaMaariv touring, so the Ketanim before Bar Mitzvah don't rip Kriya. Why don't they rip Kriya? Because there's no Chinuch on Avelus. That's a Machlokes HaGoyinim. We pass them that there's no mitzvah of Chinuch on Avelus. There's Chinuch on Lulav and Esrog and Shabbos and Kashrus and everything, but there's no Chinuch on Avelus. But the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch, it says there is Chinuch on Kriya. So why does the Magen Avraham say that the children before Bar Mitzvah don't rip Kriya? Should depend whether they understand, is it Higir L'Chinuch, is it Lo Higir L'Chinuch? If they're old enough to understand what it means that the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of Churban, so why don't we rip Kriya? So the answer is, it's the Magen Avraham Shitasei. He holds that ripping Kriya on the Kosel HaMaariv is a form of Nihu Gavelus, and therefore he says one does not, if you visit the Kosel HaMaariv in Chol HaMoed, you don't rip Kriya. So the Shitasei, he writes that Ketanim, before Bar Mitzvah, don't rip Kriya on the Kosel HaMaariv. Ripping Kriya on relatives, yes, because that's Avelus L'chud and Kriya L'chud. Although there's no Chinuch on Avelus, there is Chinuch on Kriya. But ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMaariv, the Makom HaMikdash B'chorbanu, that's considered a form of Nihug Avelus. So that's why the Poskim say, La'alocha, if one visits the Kosel HaMaariv on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so according to this, Ramo B'Sof Yerideh, in the name of the Yor Zeruah, that one does not observe Avelus Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And that's what Halach, the Ramek HaBovel, that's what we follow. So the Mele, if one goes to visit the Kosel HaMaariv Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you don't rip Kriya. So from this, people made a mistake. They made the same mistake that the Pesachei Tshuva points out in Yerbedeh. They decided that Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Eftach Hatzais, they call it quits, they don't observe Avelah. So the same over here. Every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, Eftach Hatzais, people don't observe, people don't rip Kriya by the Kosel Ma'arabi. And the Mahadrim and Amahadrim made up that you don't rip Kriya even Friday morning, in the morning, before Hatzais. It's the same mistake that they make by the sitting Shiva. It's only Erev Pesach Eftach Hatzais that one does not rip Kriya by the Kosel Ma'arabi. Every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, it's not really right. That's what the Chazon Ish said, and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, all the Rav Moshe was like that. Rav Moshe is funny. Moshe says, it doesn't make any sense, but try to be Mevar if it's really the Minig. It's clearly the Minig. Try to be Mevar if it's the Minig, and he says, if that's the Minig, then you shouldn't rip Kriya. Why not? He just explained that the Minig is incorrect.
So Erev Pesach just takes on the status of Chol
Moed? Erev Pesach is not. Yeah,
it's the same Shrim Lacha that they're buying.
Yeah. Same as on Chol Moed. It's not going to be like on Yom Tov, like on Chol Moed.
So that means that it's also the one year you're getting haircut?
Yeah. It says that on Erev Pesach one should take a haircut before Chatzos. That's not right to wait till after Chatzos. Yeah.
But if one's
going to
be in Eretz Yisrael before, and the first time they're going to see the Kotel is those that are going to dial on Friday night. So,
I mean, if
they're
going to recreate
for Shabbos,
then
they're
going to
have to like, walk back. They're
going to
be in the
ripped
suit for a few hours. Is that, should they try and go before?
Let him daven mincha Shabbos early. Let him daven mincha shalchol after you have a Shabbos. So, daven mincha early somewhere in the hotel, whatever. And then, be makabel Shabbos early. It can't be makabel Shabbos 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It says you can only be makabel Shabbos after plug on mincha. So, be makabel Shabbos. Then you go to the Kosel Ma'arav. So, you don't rip Kriya because it's Shabbos. Then Rav Moshe has in the same tshuva, he writes, if a person visits the Kosel Ma'arav the first time on Shabbos, he goes on Shabbos, so clearly on Shabbos doesn't rip Kriya. So the Shaila is on Matzoy Shabbos, does he rip Kriya? So he has a whole pilpul and he comes to the conclusion that yes, nobody does that. That's clearly against the Minig, nobody does that. The Pashtus is, that's what it says in Yerideya. The Minig Olam is what it says in Yerideya. That if the Chi of Kriya came at a time on Shabbos that you're not ripping Kriya, then you don't rip Kriya afterwards either. Moshe has they're both difficult. Says if you first visited the Kosel on Shabbos, you don't rip Kriya, but after Havdalah you have to rip Kriya. Then he says on Erev Shabbos it doesn't make any sense, but be mevar what the minig is, and if it's clear that that's the minig, then don't rip Kriya. So follow the minig. It's also
again,
shver.
Again, the machalik that the tashlum is because it's another halacha. In your day, it's talking about the Kriya of Havdalah Kriya, but maybe the Gabi Avelus we would be makar that there would be. Tashlumin afterwards, meaning it's not getting the right way Kriya. Like we're being Yashu the Mayan of Rome.
That one.
But the Kriya here is a different type of Kriya.
It is a different type of Kriya.
So here, even afterwards, so the Avilus is still.
Yeah, but you gotta bring a Raya. Raj doesn't bring any Raya. He just says he thinks that's the Shver. In this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayikra, all the korbanos are divided into two categories. You have kochi kochim and you have kochim kalim. And the kochi kochim are holier than the kochim kalim, obviously. That's why they call kochi kochim. Yeah. Where do you have enough gemina between kochi kalim, kochi kochim, kochim kalim? So the Mishnah has in Ezel Makayman, it says kochi kochim, shchitasim atzofim v'kibol domam v'chlisharez batzofim. Tzofim is the right-hand side of the Mizbeach. We always give mocha shivas to the right side, over the left side, because most people are righty. So the avoda, Kohanim have to do avoda davka with the right arm. If they do avoda with the left arm, so the Mishnah says that it's here, machlokes satanayim. We pass on it's even possible, but yeah, if you do avoda with the left arm. So the right half of the azara is considered more important than the left half of the azara. The right half of the azara is tzofen, because when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you're looking straight ahead. So that's mairiv. So if that's mairiv, that's going to be tzofen. So that's one difference, that the shchitas matzofim v'kibol damam b'chlo yishar is batzofim. What is another difference in the parashas Hashavu, the din of me'ilo, that if one is nana min ha-hegdush, or one is moitzi min ha-hegdush, either one steals from ha-hegdush or gets anof from ha-hegdush, so he has to pay kerem v'chaim shebring Hashem me'ilois, that's only nefesh kisum ma'am mikotchi Hashem. So Rashi HaChomish quotes from the Mishnah me'ilo, mikotchi Hashem, kotchim ha miyuchodim la-Hashem, only if it's kotchi kotchim, if it's kotchim kalim, they're not kochim ha-michorim l'Hashem, because the Baile meat. Either kochi kochim, also the Kohanim meat, the chatas and the ashim, the kohanim eat. The carbon oil is kula kolo. It's all burnt. No one eats. But the chatas and the ashim, the kohanim eat. So why do you only declare that kachim kalim, which is nechala, they have bailim, that's not called kachim ham yuchadim lashem, because the bailim eat. But the kachim also the kohanim eat. So how is that kachim ham yuchadim lashem? So the Gemara says, no, that when the kohanim eat, the chatos and the asham, kohanim ochlem and bailim is kapim. That's considered as if it were an avoda. When the kohanim eat it, it's considered as if only zichre kohuna in the azara can eat the kachim. Only zichre kohuna in the azara. Women kohanos are not kosher to be makor karbonos. So the achilas, chatos and asham, is considered like an avoda. It has to be done in the azara. Shaila, but it has to be done by midah. The din is ein yeshiva by azara. El alamalchei beis David belvad. No one's allowed to sit down in the azara, even the kohen gadol, according to the Gemara. Not allowed to sit down in the azara. And the Gemara says in Gittin, beginning of Perek Mishachzu Kodaikas, that it's not healthy to eat or to drink while you're standing. Gemara says you should always sit down when you're eating or drinking, and you shouldn't. That's a person just sits down, he gobbles down all the food, and then he starts running. That's also unhealthy. The Gemara says you have to sit while you're eating or drinking, and then sit for a while afterwards. So that's a shaila that the Mishnah Melech raises. When the Kohanim used to eat the Psar Chatos and Anoshim in the Azara, did they sit? Is it self understood that they sat? Or do you say, no, they're not allowed to sit, they have to stand? So he quotes two opinions from the Rishonim that the Baal Yatosis talked about. Not on the regular Tosis. He dug up Tosis Rishonim on the side of the Gemara. Tosis has two opinions about that, whether they sat when they ate the kachim kachim in the azara. So korban pesach basically is a kachim kalim. It's not from the kachim kachim. You don't have to shech the dafke batzofen. All the karbonos are divided into two categories. There's korban yochid and korban tzibur. Korban tzibur, strictly speaking, is one that's paid for by the machzis hashekel money. Korban yochid is paid for from private money. In this sense, the Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid. It's not paid for by Machzor Shekel money. But still, the Gemara says, Aloshin, the Gemara in Yuma says, Aloshin, that since it's Osi B'chinufyu, since all the Jews come together to participate, everyone brings the Korban Pesach at the same time, so it has the status of a Korban Tzibur. L'may nafkamina that it has the status of a Korban Tzibur. What does that mean? That's very obscure in the Gemara. So there's another distinction. There's one distinction between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur has to be funded by Machzor Shekel money, and the Korban Yochid is paid for by private monies. But there's another distinction: Korban Shezman Kavua as opposed to Korban Shein Zman Kavua. The din is that if you have a Korban Shezman Kavua, that's usually Korban Tzibur, because the Tmidim Umasafim are Zman Kavua. If you're not going to bring the Tmidim Umasafim on that day, it's going to be Ova Yom Abatul Korban. You lost your chance. So usually, Korban Shezman Kavua is identical with the Korban Tzibur, and the Korban Yochid usually ends Zman Kavua. It's not 100% accurate, though, because once in a while, the Bez Nagadol brings the Parhalam Dovashol Tzibur. If the Bez Nagadol made a mistake in Pesach, and the Rovat Tzibur violated it, and there is no specific Zman for that Korban, you can bring it today, tomorrow, next week, and next year. You can bring it 100 years after the Rovat Tzibur violated that, but even though everybody died, the Klal is Einat Tzibur Mason. The Gemara claims that in the Baisheni, they have a pasuk in Tanakh, a Baisheni, they brought a korban because of averus that the Tzibah had violated during the period of the Bais Mishnah. Because they not Tzibah Mesim Alpidin, even though all the people had died already, but Alpidin, the Jewish people who are alive today, are Hemshech of the Tzibah in the past. So that's a rare instance where you have a korban Tzibur, which is Ein Zman HaKavua, Parhalam Dovashol Tzibur, Siriyah V'Hizar, or something like that. Then on the other hand, once in a while, you have every single day, not once in a while, there is a Korban Yochid, which is Manakavur, let's say the Chavite, Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has to be makri the Korban. Doesn't mean that he with his hands has to be makri, means he has to fund. He has to pay for a Minchas Chavitim, which is offered every day, twice a day. Machtzisa Baboik and Machtzisa Ben Afayim. He doesn't have to do the Avodah, the Avodah may be done by Kohen Hedyot, but it's considered his Korban in the sense that he pays for it. So it's he's Yotzei the Mitzvah. Of Chavite Kohen Gadol, so that's a Korban Yochid, but it is Manakavua. You have to be back with it every single day, like a Tamid. Like a Tamid has to be paid for by the Tzibur, and it's Manakavua every single day. They bring a Tamid Shashach, a Tamid Shalbein Abayim. So the same is true regarding the Chavite Kohen Gadol, bring it every single day, twice a day, every day. So that's a Korban Yochid, which is Manakavua. Usually, Korban Yochid is not Manakavua. But here there's a kavi yachid shizmano kavua. Or let's say the parkein gadol on Yom Kippur. He has to bring a dafka on Yom Kippur. So that's again, he pays for it. Parachatas hashaloi. He has to pay for it. He's the bala kapara. He gets the kapara from the parachatas on Yom Kippur. It's not like all the korbanas tziba that are brought on Yom Kippur that are paid for by the machzah shekel money. Parachatas hashaloi he pays for, but it says mano kavua. It says man grom. It says mano kavua. It has to be brought dafka on Yom Kippur. So korban pesach is. Basically, it's a korban yochid, but it's a korban shezman kavua. What's the significance of zman kavua? So the Gemara has there are two differences halacha lemaisa. There's another difference, but the two differences halacha lemaisa are is a decha shabbos is a decha tumah. If you have a korban shezman kavua, then it's decha shabbos. Let's say the chavita kain gadol they brought every day, including shabbos, and the parachatas hashalom on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur itself is a malacha. There's an isa malacha. Or even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so you still bring the parachatas hashalom. That's because it's zmana kavua. So the pashtus is if you have a korban shezmana kavua, even if it's a korban yochid, the din is that it's derech Shabbos and it's derech tum. It happens that korban Pesach has an added din over and above every other korban. Any other korban shezmana kavua is derech tum, but it says a korban that's korban tum is ein echel betum. Let's say on Rosh Chodesh you bring achatas, you bring 10 oilas, you bring 11 musafim, bring a Tom Shashach, Tom Shabin, Abayim, those are both karbanas oila. Then you bring Rosh Chodeshem, Tarkriva, what do you bring? Oila Lashem, oila, the whole thing is burnt. So you bring 10 animals that are oila, then you bring one sir chatas, so the animals that are oila, kula kolon, it's burnt on a mizbeach, nobody eats anything. The chatas Rosh Chodesh that they would have brought today, Chatas Rosh Chodesh, the Siri Rosh Chodesh, and Mishal Mayadois. On all Yom Tov, on Shabbos, there is no Sori L'chatas. But on Rosh Chodesh and on the other Yom Tov, there's a Sori L'chatas. So that's eaten by the Zichrei Kuhuna in the Beis Hamikdash. So let's say they'll bring, in the Azor. So let's say they bring Siri Rosh Chodesh, and Mishal Mayadois, they'll bring it in the state of Tumah. Because it's a Karbin Shezman Kavua. So you have to bring it even B'Shabbos, even B'Tumah. So you bring it B'Tumah. So the Mishnah says in Sochem that if the korban tzibur is korban betumah, it's not nechal betumah. You're not allowed to eat it. Chutz min ha-pesach. Except for korban pesach, if it's korban betumah, because it's mana kavua, so then it's nechal betumah. Because she'mi korban lo ko elo l'achila. The Mishnah says that korban pesach, the ikem mitzvah, is achilas ha-pesach. So when the halacha allows you to bring it in the state of tumah, so then not only do you bring it, you eat it as well. So when is there a din that tmeim bring Pesach Sheni? If the din is that Korban Pesach is derech tumah, so why does it say if there's a person is tumah he bring Pesach Sheni? The answer is it depends. The people are tumah. Are they yechidim or are they the roiv atzibur? If the roiv atzibur is tumah, then the halacha says you're permitted and obligated to bring the Korban Pesach today in a state of tumah. But if roiv atzibur is tohar, just a miut, less than 50% of the tzibur is tumah, then ish nitcha le Pesach Sheni. If Roiva Tzibur is Tomei, then you bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. If Roiva Tzibur is Tohar, they're just Yechidim who are Tomei, so then Yechidim are Nitcha L'Pesach Sheni. So it's a little problematic. Why does the Gemara make such a statement that Korban Pesach, because it's Asi Bichin Ufyom, because everybody brings it together, so it has the same status as a Korban Tzibur, but again, to what? But again, to the din that is Decha Shabbos, Decha Tumah, that din doesn't depend on Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochid. That depends on Zman HaKavua. Even if you'll just say the Korban Pesach is a Korban Yochid, but it's Zman HaKavua, Fartik. Zman HaKavua, so the din is that it's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. So what did the Gemara gain by making this statement, by insisting that a Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Tzibur? The Korban Tzibur, it's not paid for from Machzah Shekel money, it's paid for by private individuals, paid money. So in that sense, it's not a Korban Tzibur, it is a Korban Yochid. But it has a din like a Korban Tzibur, because Asi Bichin Yofi, what din does it have like a Korban Tzibur? There's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah, that's because it says Mano Kavua. But again, to which din do you declare that it's a Korban Tzibur? It's very problematic. Now, Belbala Soloveitchik has a suggestion in the Shiurim that they printed in his name. He says there's a Taisvis, but Taisvis makes a suggestion. There is a Machlokes HaTanaim and a Machlokes HaMaraim and Yuma Davov, Dav Zayin. A whole long sugi whether when Karbanos HaKorev in the state of Tumah, it's mutter. If the whole tzibur is tummy, it's mutter. So is that called hutra? Is that called the chuyim? So the Gemara has a machlokes about that. So Tosfos points out in one place that there's room to distinguish between a carbon yochid and a carbon tzibur. That if it's a carbon yochid and it's carbon tumah, that's only the chuyim. But if it's a carbon tzibur and it's carbon tumah, then there's room to say that that's hutra. So Avelvela Soloveitchik is quoted as saying, maybe that's the nafkamin over here. That's a havamin in the Gemara. That line of Tosfos, that's a havamin. Then it comes out in the Maskana, nobody holds like that. Either you hold everything as hutra, everything is duchuya. So Tosfos raises the possibility to distinguish between carbon yochid and carbon tzibur. And they both have to be zman kavua. So if one would assume like that, so then Avelvela says, now we understand what the Gemara says, that the carbon pesach, since it's also bichinufya, has the status like a carbon tzibur. When you get to what? When you get to that, that if you makrav it in a state of tumah, it'll be hutra as opposed to tchuyah. No, that's the whole nafkamina. It's a problematic loshen in the Gemara. Those who learn Zvachim will remember from the first daf in Zvachim, we had it at Tosfos, had it in Merubah. For those who remember Merubah. So the Tosfos quoted the first daf, the first Mishnah in Zvachim. If you shech the carbon shalom the shmo, either b'shine kodesh or b'shine bailim. B'shine kodesh means, I know it's a korban pesach, but I don't think this guy deserves to have a korban pesach. He did an avera. I'm going to be makir with the shem korban chatas first. Let him bring a different korban pesach first. Or first he needs an oila to make up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did some of the averas in the course of the year. The kohen decides he's not going to be makir with the shem korban oila. He's not going to be makir with the shem korban pesach. He's going to be makir with the shem korban oila. So if it would have been any other korban, if it would have been a shlamim, an oila, any other carbon, so we say if you makrovit shalom the shmo, the carbon is kosher, but loyola lebalim shem chayv chutz ben apesach v'achatos. Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains, based on psukim and chumash, apesach and achatos, if he shech the b'shin yekodesh, he knows that it's a pesach, and he decides this guy doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve to bring a carbon pesach. If he didn't realize, that's a question in the Gemara. If the person didn't realize that this is a carbon pesach, he thought that it's a carbon shlamim. So that's a discussion in the Gemara whether akira betoas habi akira na. Is that called the shinui kodesh? The Rambam paskins it's not. It's not called an akira. That's a discussion of psochim. Tosfos on the first daf in the Ova Sugis in the beginning of Zvachim. In the Chaim Sefer on Zochim, in the Likut Aloch, he has the Zevach Torah on the bottom of the page. So he points out that Tosfos Loshen all over there, and the Sfasem also points out. When Tosfos Loshen, it sounds like they're assuming that Akira B'Toras Havi Akira, that it's called the Shina Kodesh, even though the Kohen who's Makar of the carbon simply made a mistake. He didn't realize that it was a carbon Pesach, he thought that it was a Shlomit. He didn't have a mind to switch it. So the way Tosfos keeps on writing in the first couple of Dafim in Zochim, that's called Shina Kodesh. So the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Zevach Torah, that he wrote himself. The Mishnah Berurah, he had a whole group of people doing all the work, and he was just the general editor. But the Zevach Torah, he wrote himself. So in the Zevach Torah, he points out that the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. The Rambam says, only if it's Akira Midas, he knows that it's a Korban Pesach, and he decides the guy doesn't deserve to have a Korban Pesach, has to first bring a Shlomim and Oyla Achatas, or whatever. So the Mishnah has this, that HaPesach v'chutzman HaPesach v'hachatos. These are the two karbonos that if you make a Shini Kodesh, the whole carbon is possible. All the other karbonos that if you make a Shini Kodesh, the carbon is kosher. Elo, shaloi, all the lebailim l'shem chayvah. The bailim are not yotzei, they chayvah nidrum. But by Pesach and Chatos, the whole carbon itself is possible. Once you made a Shini Kodesh in the kavana of the Aveda, you're not allowed to be marked with it on the Mizbech. It's a possible carbon. Not allowed to eat it, you can't be makrovit on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah has that Korban Pesach had a unique din to it that's different from all the other Korbanos. All the other Korbanos is an essay da Hashlama. Alei HaHashlem kol HaKorbanos kulam. What does it mean, the essay of Hashlama? That all Korbanos should be brought sandwiched in between the Talmud Shal Shachar and the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. It's not permissible to bring a korban before the Tamei Shel Shachar, nor is it permissible to be makar a korban after the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim. B'di'eved, if one brought a korban before the Tamei Shel Shachar, so the Gemara the Beferish that it's kosher. B'di'eved, it's kosher. That's the Mechaba and the Ramah both quote this in Shulchan Aruch La'aloche, that if a person, this happens every so often, a person comes into the Shul middle of Kriyas HaTorah, So he listens to Kriyas HaTorah. Then everybody's davening Musaf. He davens along Musaf with them. Then after he davens, everybody davens Musaf. Then he realizes that he didn't daven Shacharis. So he says Shmona Esrei. He says Shacharis at 11 o'clock in the morning, 11:30 in the morning. After he finished davening Musaf. So the shaila is, does he have to repeat Musaf? Because in the Beis Hamikdash he brought the Tom Shal Shachar first, and only then they brought the Musaf. You're not allowed to bring the Musaf before the Tom Shal Shachar. So the Mechaber writes and the Ramo writes the same thing. It's assimilated. They both wrote the exact same thing. So Pella, what the Ramo is adding on, the Mechaber wrote it already. That since in the Beis Hamikdash by the Korban is B'dievet, if you bring any Korban before the Tom Shal Shachar, if you bring the Musaf before the Tom Shal Shachar, it'll be kosher. So the same is true regarding Tfilah. If the person davens Musaf before davening Shachar, is B'dievet, it would be kosher because the Esed HaShlom is only L'Hatchilah. Yes, and all karbonas is a din of esed hashlam alachatchila. The karbonas should be brought same as between the talmud shal shach and the talmud shal ben abayim. The one and only exception to the rule is the karbon pesach. Now, by the karbon pesach, it's mitzvasa bedavke to wait till after talmud shal ben abayim. You have to davke wait after talmud shal ben abayim. Yeah, but if you have millions of Jews, the Gemara says 1 year they counted how many karbonas pesach there were. So the Gemara says there were kiflayim ki yotzim mitzrayim. Yotzim mitzrayim there were 600,000. If you multiply that by 2, is 1,200,000. So there were so many Karbanis Pesach. And then the Gemara says, and every Karban Pesach had at least 10 people participating in it. So if you multiply 1,200,000 by 10, that's how many Jews, that's a minimum of how many Jews participated in that Karban Pesach. The Gemara says that was an unusually heavy year, that a lot of people came from all over the world. Apparently, whoever lived in the Chutz Lords, like Tyson says, They didn't come in such throngs, but that year there was a lot. The Aruch HaShulchan, you know, wrote an Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, where he writes on Kotshim and on Taris and on Zroim and everything. What's the din going to be when Mashiach comes? So he quotes this Taisis on Dav Gimel on the base, that those who live in Chutz Lo is not obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. And then he quotes that the Mishlam Melachists on Taisis, on the side of the Taisis, they tell you. So look in the Mishlam Melach and Hilchas Korban Pesach. Perakal Usayv David Yerai Taisis Eilu Mitchilas Matzav and Tzrich Metzli Talmud. And Dav Gimel on the base, the Mishlam Melach thinks that the Taisis is Shver. Where did they get such an einfall? Where did they get a mocker to say such a wild idea that those who live in Chutz Lo are not obligated to participate in Korban Pesach? There's no mocker at all. So Doruch HaShulchan writes, what are you talking about? It's obvious. What, the people are going to fly from Poland there to Israel? How are they going to get there? That's ridiculous. They're going to go by boat for a half a year. It's inconceivable, Isaac. It's inconceivable that you expect all the people, just like it's inconceivable they should be early regal. The Gemara says only early regal is only for those who live in Eretz. So he says it's not conceivable that you should say that all the Jews who live all the world, all over the world, have to participate in Korban Pesach. He thinks that they're kosher. The later Achran quote that is based on a Yerushalmi, what Tosfos said. It's a Yerushalmi that says that the people who live in Chutz Lo'aretz are not obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, and the Klal Yisrael, the Livei Chutz Lo'aretz, are considered Yechidim. Only those that live in Eretz Yisrael are called Tzibur. If they don't want to, they don't have to participate. They're not really part of the Tzibur. That's how the later Achranim say, based on the Yerushalmi. Anyway, so the Korban Pesach has this unique feature to it, that it's brought bedavke after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. There is no Esed HaShlam. It's brought l'chatchila. All other karbanos, but even if you brought it after Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, it'll be kosher. But l'chatchila, you're supposed to bring it before Talmud Shal Ben Abayim, except for Korban Pesach. So if you're going to have 600,000 times 2, you're going to have 1,200,000 karbanos Pesach. So you got to have a lot of time to shecht and to be makter the emurim and to burn all the and to be zerik the dam and so on. So the Mishnah says that they used to move up the zman of Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. Every day the zman of Talmud Shal Ben Abayim is back in the afternoon, 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after. In other words, 2:30 in the afternoon till 3:30 took an hour. They used to be marked with the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. And their Pesach, they used to move it up an hour, and sometimes they used to move it up 2 hours, depending if it's on a Friday. If our Pesach is on a Shabbos, so you can't broil the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So you may as well bring the Korban Pesach late in the afternoon. After you mock the rit, you can't broil it. On a normal Erev Pesach, Shechal Bechol, some people are going to broil it Erev Pesach, some people are going to broil it in the middle of the Seder. If Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so you can't broil it, So then you may as well bring it later. Ver Pesach is Friday, so you have to broil it. So then you got to move up the Korban Tamish of Ben Abayim as early as possible. Bring the Tamish of Ben Abayim as early as possible. Everybody has to bring all the millions of people. The 1,200,000 people have to bring the Korbanos Pesach for their representatives. So you can't have all the people on the Azara. So all the 1,200,000 shluchim are going to have to come to the Azara. And they'll have to shecht and broil the Korban Pesach before Friday is over. So then you got to move up the Tamish of Ben Abayim as early as possible. In the Sefer Kafta Beferach, which is a Rishon that was written, they had Bali Ateses, a move to Eretz Yisrael. So one of these Bali Ateses wrote it back to Dusha Saratz, and Matrumus and Maisus and so on. So he mentions that he heard that in an earlier generation, years before he came to Eretz Yisrael, there were other Rabbanim who were interested in bringing Korban Pesach Bizman Hazeh. So he raises a few questions. How can you bring Korban Pesach, this issue, that issue, the other issue? He brings up some of the issues, not all the issues. Then the latest one, they bring up all the issues. And the Birkei Yosef by the Chidor on Orech Chaim, Birkei Yosef is on Shulchan Aruch. So the Birkei Yosef by the Chidor on Hilchos Pesach, he quotes this, that in the days of the Balei Ateses, they had a plan that they wanted to bring Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So he asks, how can you bring a Korban Pesach? You have to first be mechanach the mizbech. Ein mechanach the mizbech elo betomim shel shachar. Tomim shel shachar has to be purchased with machzah shekel money. So you mean they had a havminah? They're going to first collect machzah shekel money, bring a tomim shel shachar to be mechanach the mizbech, and then on Erev Pesach in the afternoon they're going to bring a Korban Pesach. So why did they only talk about the Korban Pesach? They should have spoken about the tomim shel shachar. Ein mechanach the mizbech elo betomim shel shachar. That's the kasha that the Birkei Yosef quotes, that many were bothered with, many were troubled with the kasha. So the Birkei Yosef suggests that maybe that Mishnah Menachos, Hei Mechan Chan Esam Mizbeach Chala B'tam Shal Shachar, maybe that din is only L'chatchila, maybe it's not Miyake B'riyevet. So he says, because in the days of the Baal HaTesis, they were going to make their own Mizbeach, and then they were going to be Makar of Korban Pesach. They didn't plan to be Makar of Tomid Shal Shachar. They had no collection. They didn't collect any Machzah Shekel money. Well, one person is going to pay all the money. That's not machzah shekel. You have to have, it has to be collected by the whole tzibur. So that's the suggestion that the Birkei Yosef has. He says maybe the whole Mishnah, maybe the whole din of Eim Chanchan is a mizbech of the Batam Shashach, maybe it's only lechatchila. Maybe it's not miyake b'riyevet. I thought maybe he can give a different teretz on the Birkei Yosef's kasha. I thought maybe there are 354 days in the calendar, the Jewish calendar year. I thought maybe that Mishnah that says Eim Chanchan is a Tzbeach Ela B'tam Shal Shachar, maybe that only applies the other 353 days of the year, or the and a half a day in the morning of Erev Pesach. But Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you can be Mechanat Nimizbech with a Korban Pesach. Why? So I thought exactly because the din is and all of the Kelim in the Beis Hamikdash Eim Chanchan is a is Lizbach HaKtores Ela B'Ktores Shal Shachar. Eim Chanchan is a menorah ela be'erev. The way to be mechanach any of the klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash is to begin the avoda from the beginning. So let's say anem is beach. The beginning of the avoda every day is the Talmud Shal Shachar. B'haraya, there's an essay to Hashlama. Not permitted to bring korbanos before the Talmud Shal Shachar. Not permitted to bring korbanos after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So Bamed Vamurim, that's on the 353 and a half days of the year. But if you build a Mizbeach on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, then we know that Korban Pesach is a Seder unto its own. You bring all the Korbanos Pesach B'davke after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So the first Korban Pesach that you'll bring will be the Chinuch of the Mizbeach. That's the beginning of the Seder. The Seder HaAvoda every day begins with the Talmud Shal Shach, ends with Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So that's the din. Since every single day, for 353 and a half days, the Seyd Avodah begins with the Talmud Shal Shachar, same Chanchan and Samizbech, Ela B'Talmud Shal Shachar. But on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you bring the Korban Pesach after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. That means that that's a Seder unto its own. You bring it after. There is no Esed HaShlam. So the first Korban Pesach that you bring, that'll be Machanach and Mizbech. That's what I thought, perhaps. Maybe you don't have to say like the Chidor said in the Birkei Yosef. That the din of Eim Chanchan is on his bech, Ela B'tam Shal Shach is only L'chatchila. It's not Miyake B'riyevet. It could even be that it is Miyake B'riyevet, but it's only Miyake on the other 353 and a half days of the year. But at Pesach in the afternoon, that's a separate Seder, Baraya, that's Dafke brought in violation of the din of Esei Dahashlam. When exactly do you bring the Korban Pesach? So it says you bring it Yud Dalet Bein Harbayim. Shochta Osa Kalkal Gaisal Bein Harbayim. You have to bring it Dafke after the Tomen Shal Bein Harbayim. What does it mean, Bein Harbayim? So there's a big problem. Pirush Amil is a big problem. Parshanas Amikra. How do you translate the words Bein Harbayim? But there's a Machlekes Satanaim that the Gemara quotes. What if you bring a Korban Pesach Yud Dalet Baboiker? You bring Korban Pesach in the morning? 10 o'clock in the morning, will it be kosher b'diavad or not? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Most of the tanaim say no, it will not be kosher. It has to be brought dafke bein harbayim means in the afternoon, after the tamid shel bein harbayim. And one tana says that b'diavad, even if you brought the korban pesach in the morning, you're also yotzei. We don't paskin like that. We assume al pipashas that the chiyuv to bring the korban pesach begins at chatzos. Bein Harbayim means after chatzos. It begins at chatzos, and then there's a din that you have to bring it after the tamid shel bein Harbayim. So you have to bring the tamid shel bein Harbayim first, then you bring the korban pesach afterwards. But that's just a technicality that you have to wait till after the tamid shel bein Harbayim. But the chiyuv to bring the korban pesach begins al pipashas. We assume at yud dalet at chatzos. That's the earliest man you can bring. That's how Rashi and Tosfos, that's how most of the Rishonim understand the din and the Gemara, but derech hachoika. How do you determine whether a person, when do you determine, how do you determine whether a person is bederech hachoika or not? The Gemara has a din. Chumash has a din. If a person is a tomei of bederech hachoika and he didn't bring Pesach Rishon, so he brings Pesach Sheni. What if the fellow was bederech hachoika and he rents a helicopter and he comes in and he calls on his cell phone and he says, be makar b'korban Pesach on my behalf? He's in America, he's in Australia, he's in the South Pole. He's very far away from Eretz Yisrael. He calls up and he says, bring a Korban Pesach, make me a shutta with another 10 people. I wanna participate in Korban Pesach. And he's continents away from Eretz Yisrael, on the other side of the world. But he flies in and he makes it before Leil Pesach. So the Gemara has a machlokes ha'maharim, is a yotzei b'paskin, you're not yotzei. Even if you brought the Korban Pesach for the Tomei v'derech hachoika, and they turned out that they are roi to bring it, to eat it on Leil Pesach, so we pass them down to Yerat Yerzeh. That's the Gemara Tzadik base on the base, the beginning of Perek Misho Hei Tomei v'derech hachoika. Hoi v'derech hachoika v'shachta v'zar kuala b'yebe, they makru the Korban Pesach on his behalf, is it good, is it no good? So we pass them low. Low hurtza, it's no good. Even b'yebe, it's no good. You can't bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of one as a tummy or a derech hachoike, even if it's going to turn out later that he will show up in the Beis HaMikdash. So how does one determine whether he's a derech hachoike? So the Mishnah has a whole machlokes we paskin the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. At Chatzos Hayayim, at 105 on Erev Pesach, is he tesvav milin away from Yerushalayim? So that's called derech hachoike. Even though if he goes by car, he'll make it. If he goes by helicopter, he'll make it. But since in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the average traveler would walk by foot, and one walking by foot, it would take so many hours. The Gemara makes the whole calculation, how many hours it's going to take. So the Gemara says, this is determined at Chatzos. Aner Pesach at Chatzos. That's how most of the Rishonim learn. Why? Because the Chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach is Nikva at Chatzos. So at Chatzos, at 105, Aner Pesach, it's determined if he's B'derech HaChoika, or is he not b'derech hachoika? And derech hachoika is determined by the average person who would go by foot. It's not determined by the average person who would go by car. As we mentioned, that's a big machlokes in Achrayim. Was this established, the din of derech hachoika, that it depends on going by foot, was this established as the din kavua l'doiras? That's going to be the din even when after the Bais HaShlishi will be built. The derech hachoika depends on the ability. Tezvav milin. Ben amodim v'lifnim. 15 milin. It's much less than 15 miles. 15 milin. Ben amodim, you draw a circle around Yerushalayim. And the radius of the circle is from Yerushalayim till Modiin. So that's going to be on the circumference. Modiin is going to be on the circumference. You draw such a circle. So that's tezvav milin. The maximum distance from Yerushalayim to Tezvav Milin, it's enough time to walk to Yerushalayim by foot from Chatzos and Erev Pesach till Shkia. So the Achrayim had a machlekes. Is that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai Kach Nemar Halacha? Or perhaps the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was that it depends how far can the average traveler go from Erev Pesach till Leil Pesach. So the average traveler Bizman Baisheni would go by foot. The average traveler today will certainly not go by foot. So maybe today it should depend. The average traveler will not go by private helicopter today. Some Gvirim will go by their own airplanes, their own helicopters. Most people are going to go by public transportation, by bus, by train, by taxi, whatever. So that's a big, that was a big machlekes in Acharonim. Maybe Bizman Hazeh, that we have a different form of transportation, maybe the shear of Derech HaChoyko should change.
But then they also had horses.
They had horses, right. So the Gemara says that despite the fact that they had camels or horses, they could go faster. But since the average traveler such a distance would go by foot, so the Gemara says it's determined by going by foot, the 15 minutes. Yeah. So the Shaila is that the din l'doiris? That's going to be the din of Bayis HaShlishi also 15 milen? Or should we say no? It depends what's the average, what's the normal way of transportation, right? So the Achrayim say when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll have to work it out, we'll have to figure out who's Derech HaChoyko, who's not. But it's Nagel Halacha Bizman Hazeh also, because this din of Derech HaChoyko is relevant but Nagel to Avelus. The din is that if the family started, when someone died, the family started observing Avelus, and then one of the members of the family didn't know anything about it, they have no telephones. He comes into the home and he suddenly sees everyone is observing Avelus in the middle of Shiva. So the Gemara has a din. If he's Bami Mokum Karoiv, if he comes from a close location, within a certain distance, within a circle of a distance, so then his money Moyim. Then he doesn't have to observe his own Shiva, he counts along with them. If he's Bami Mokum Rochek, from a far away distance, then he's not Moyim Moyim. What's the Shiva of Mokum Karoiv, Mokum Karoiv? So all the Rishonim say, based on the Bahag, the Rif and the Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch, they all say this is a quotation from the Bahag. It's determined by the Derech Kareva versus the Derech Rechaika. What's the whole din of Derech Kareva, Derech Rechaika? That if a person is B'makom Karev to Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach et Chatzos, when the Chiyuv HaKrov is Karev Pesach Eschal, so if he's b'makom karev and he plans to go to Yerushalayim, so he's considered as if that's his makom. He relates to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is his makom. But if he's b'makom rochek, if he's far away, even though he plans to reach Yerushalayim before Pesach, before Yantiv, Yerushalayim is not yet considered his makom. If he's makom karev, then it is considered his makom. So here the Gemara says it depends on tezvav milin. That's how much the average traveler travels a half a day. Why do we pick a half a day? Because you can't bring the Korban Pesach after Shkia, and you only become mechuyif to bring the Korban Pesach at Chatzos. So you're measuring from Chatzos till Shkia, will he make it or not? Where is he? If he's Tuch Tesvav Milan, if he's Tuch this circle of distance from Yerushalayim, within 15 minutes he's going to make it before Shkia to be makriv, that theoretically he'll be able to be makriv Korban Pesach. And if he's further away than Tesvav Milan, he won't make it. Yeah, that's because, so here you take a half a day, because the Zman Chiyuv HaKrov is Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos, it doesn't begin earlier. And the Zman Sof Zman HaKrov is the Shkia. So you want to know, can he make it in a half a day? By Avelus, why should it depend on a half a day? So the old quote from the Bahag, people observe Avelus all day long. So the Bahag says though, but the idea that appears here in the Chumash, in the Parsha of Derech HaChoyko, we carry over to Hilchus Avelus. So he says, if the person is within 30 milen, instead of saying tezvav milen, so you multiply it by 2, because the average traveler doesn't travel before Hanetzach HaMen, he doesn't travel after the Shkia. So the average traveler, according to the Gemara, will travel 30 milen in a day, 15 milen in half a day, 30 milen in a day. So that's the Shaila. Does that din still apply? Bizman Hazeh, the average traveler today is not going to go by foot. The average traveler is going to go by train or by bus. For sure he's not going to go by foot. So this machlokes, which is relevant on the level of the Reis HaMinigei to Korban Pesach, Derech HaChoyko. So the Achrayim say, well, Mashiach will come and we'll build the Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to work on it. What's the din? So what about Bizman Hazeh HaMinigei to Avelus comes up every day? A child comes from the other side of the world. The whole world you can reach within the amount of time of 30 milen.
Yeah,
then one day's traveling. Almost every location in the world. You're going to have delays. Australia is it? Okay. So Australia
can't.
Okay. Rare. They're rare. There are certain parts. North Pole, South Pole. Okay.
They need now
people travel all the time. Yeah, that's also shalom. That's also shalom. In the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Baisheni, when they were traveling by foot, so they only walk in the daytime. They're not going to travel at night. Tonight, today, the airplanes go balayla also. So that's a shaila. So the whole world came out. Almost the whole world is makom karev. So that's a little unreasonable. So Rav Moshe has a psak. You have to tone down the din of. You can't say. So when you get to Korban Pesach, we don't know what the din is going to be. When you get to Avelus, we say, Allah Diram Ekel Babel, Safak Avelus Lukula. So we accept this loose definition of Makam Korav. It doesn't have to be 30 million. Zmanazed means even a distant location, as long as a person could travel there within one day. Yeah, but then came out the whole world, you can travel within one day. So Moshe wants to restrict it a little bit. I don't know, so they say on the same continent or something. You have to somehow restrict it. It's loy mistabit to say the whole world is makom karev. Only Australia, the North Pole, and the South Pole is makom rochek. If there's going to be a strike, and I saw this strike every few times a year. No, a few times a year. This is supposed to be a strike tomorrow in Eretz Yisrael. We covered all the guests who are coming at Eretz Yisrael. So that's a shaila. How do we paskin halacha ma'aseh b'zman hazeh? So that's what the paskin work on. So this special Korban Pesach, which has its own Seder HaKrovet, it's offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Habayit. It's not part of the normal, regular Seder. It has also a unique din. The Mishnah says, Tzamach Dalar Amar Aleph, that's the end of Perek Tamid Nishchad, that has the whole story in one Mishnah, a Pesach Nishchad B'Sholosh Kitas. You have to shech the Pesach three times, at least three different groups. Shene'emar, Shachtu also called Kahala, that's Yisrael Ben Abayim, Kohal the Eid of Yisrael. Since it says three expressions, call Eid of Yisrael, so you have to divide the whole, there are going to be millions of people coming to the Beis HaMikdash to bring Korban Pesach. And that one year, there was 1,200,000 people brought Korban Pesach, and each one of them represented at least 10 people who were going to eat in the Korban Pesach. But those who brought Korban Pesach, over 1,000,000 Korban Pesach, you have to divide them up into three groups. You have to first have one Shechitas HaPesach and finish. Then you have the second Shechitas HaPesach. Then you have the third. And as they would be shechting the Pesach, they would be reciting Hallel. The Levim would be reciting Hallel on Beis HaMikdash. A Pesach is Ton Hallel B'Shas Shechitasai as well as B'Shas Achilosa. Leil HaSeder. When you eat the Korban Pesach, so the Mishnah says later that the Pesach is Ton Hallel B'Shas Achilosa. The Bnei Yisoscha points out in his Sefer Derech Pekudecha, you shouldn't think that as you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're chewing it in your mouth, you're going to say the Halal. No, you're not allowed to talk. In the Sichem Torah Hasudah, the Gemara has in the first Perek in Titus that it's unhealthy to talk when you're eating food because you can choke and the other people won't hear what you're talking about. You're not allowed to dive into the Rabban Shalom if you have food in your mouth. If you have chewing gum in your mouth, you have to empty your mouth. Piyah Molei Tehilo Secha, the Gemara says in Masechus Brachas, the mouth has to be full of Tilas Hashem. You're not supposed to put, let's say, a pill in your mouth and then say Shahakal on a drink and then swallow down the pill. You say Shahakal first, then you take a sip and then you put the pill in. You're not allowed to have anything in your mouth when you say a bracha. So what does it mean that the Pesach is Ton Hal B'Shas Achilosai? So it's the way we say. You say part of the Hal before the meal, part of the Hal after the meal, and you have the Korban Pesach in the middle. So that's the Hal, the meal is sandwiched in between the two parts of the halal. So that's considered as if you said halal, b'shas achilosa. Not to be taken literally, chalila b'shas achilosa. You can choke. So they used to have the three kitas, ha-pesach nishcha b'sholosh kitas. It was kat rishona, kat shniya, kat shlishis. Who decided who's going to be zeicher to the first kat? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara calls the Mishnah, they used to lock the gates of the Azara when there were enough people. They constitute the first chapura, the first group. They would lock the gates of the Azar. And the Gemara has a machlekes Abai v'Rava. Abai v'Rava were not even the first generation of Amoraim. They were late Amoraim. So they had a machlekes, a historical machlekes. What happened in the days of the Beis Hamikdash? The Beis Nagodol had someone in charge, and he would be taking an approximation of, let's say he approximates there's going to be 1,200,000 people showing up. Like that year, Pesach Me'uven. It was such a heavily attended Pesach, they called it the Pesach Me'uven. It was a thick, and then the Gemara says there were so many people, they crushed, there was an old person that got crushed to death by accident. So they also called it Pesach Me'uchen. An old man got crushed to death. That's on Samach Dalar on the base. So they're not sure whether the tradition was in Pesach Me'uven, because there was such a heavy attendance of it, or Pesach Me'uchen Miloshen Miuch, Shenismach Bazokenechen. So the Gemara has a machlekes, a Bibarab, a historical machlekes. What happened in the days of the Beis Hamikdash? The Beis Nagodol had some guy in charge, and when he decided that you have a third of a million people here, or over a third of a million people, then he locked the gates and he said, Ad Khan, that's it. The rest of the people come in another half hour, and I'll take care of you. Were they Noalim as Hazara? Or should we assume that the Shari Hazara were Ninolim Me'alehim? And a Nes occurred every year. Because the Lashon HaMishnah is Bishor, Shen Ninolim. So it sounds as if a miracle happened. So that's a machlekes, Abai v'Rava. Are you allowed to be samech al hanes? It's a funny machlekes. Abai itma, Abai yama ninolim tanan. Rava yama ninolim tanan. Rava is very reasonable. Rava is a rationalist. The Bezna has someone in charge and he sees that it's too crowded, so they lock the gates. What are you talking about? And Abai lives in Chalomis. So he says, no, unless what happened, a miracle happened. That's probably why we pass like Rava most of the time. Rava is more down to earth. Yalkigam, sometimes we paskin like the Chalomis. Yeah. So it's so strange. Gemara has a machlekes of Ibrahim, not in the machlekes in history. What did they do? Did a miracle happen every year? Bishoshen and Olam. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yitzchak on Samach Dalam and based the first piece of Gemara. We're not sure who this Rabbi Yitzchak is. Is he an Amoira? Or is he a Tana? Because on the side of the Gemara it says that what he's saying is a direct quotation from the Mechilta. So maybe he's a Tana. So he says, Rabbi Yitzchak explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaPesach Nishchat B'Sholosh Kitas. Shenem Ar Kohol Eidol Yisrael. So the Mechilta says, but we have to have 30 people in the Azara, because we're not sure, but the Kohol Eidol Yisrael means 10, 10, and 10. You need 30 people. You need a minimum of 30 people present in the Azara. They don't have to, they can be Kohanim, Levim, they can be people standing around. You have to have a minimum of 30 people. You add up together, call the Eid of Yisrael. But he's saying, no, you got to have 10 people, 10 people, and 10 people. So you have to have a minimum, the Gemara says, you have to have a minimum of 50 people to bring a Korban Pesach. You got to have 30 people present when you bring the Pesach Rishon. Wait, not Pesach Rishon. This is all talking about Pesach Rishon. You have to have 30 of the 50 have to participate in the first cut of Korban Pesach. Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is called the Eidah, call plus Eidah plus Yisrael altogether. You need 30 people bringing Korban Pesach. Shachta also, call Kala Daso Ben Abayim. You need 30 people being actually makriv Korban Pesach. And then you send out 20 of the 30. The Gemara says, what? You send out 10 of the 30. You keep 20 behind. And then you have a new 10 will come in and be makriv of their Korban Pesach. So maybe you need three different kitos of 10, 10, and 10. So all you should need is really 30. 10, 10, and 10. Or maybe it means no. It means call plus 8 plus 8. So whenever you bring a Korban Pesach, you've got to have 30 people present. So that's why we leave over 20 of those who brought in the first shift. So that they should participate with the second shift and with the third shift. So each shift should have 30. So the Gemara says, because we're not sure what pshat is in the pasuk, whether it's kohol separately, eidah separately, yisrael separately, 10, 10, and 10, and three different shifts. So you don't need three shifts. You need 30 people bringing the Korban Pesach. So therefore the Gemara says, you should always have 30 people, and you should do, but you don't need 90, you don't need 30, 30, and 30. If the halacha requires three different shifts, then it would have been enough with 30. But with mesupik, maybe it doesn't mean three shifts. Maybe it needs 30 people at one time. So the first time you're going to have 30 people bring Korban Pesach, 30 Korbanos Pesach. And then we'll send away 10 of them and we'll retain 20. And then we'll have the second shift, we'll have 10. And we'll have another 20 there. So if the halacha doesn't require three different shifts. So they're still around. It's considered as if you have 30 people. There is no requirement for three different shifts. According to the alternate way to learn. So you're going to have 30 people present to a makor Korban Pesach at the same time. It doesn't have to be literally at the same time. So that's how the Gemara describes what was going on. Rambam has a different shita by Derech Echoika. The Rambam holds that it's determined that at Alois HaShachar. It's not determined at Chatzoy Sayyam, where are you? Rashi and Tosfos learn Poshe Pshat, at Chatzoy Sayyam, the Chiyuv HaKrovos Korban Pesach is Chal. You have to bring it by Shkia. You have to determine that Chatzos is the person close enough to Yerushalayim, is within the radius of 15 mil, is he within that circle, is he close enough to arrive in Yerushalayim by Shkia. According to the Rambam, it's determined by Alos HaShachar, the morning of the 14th, and we pass and against Ben Bezerah. The Gemara says, according to Ben Bezerah, the Gemara says there's one Tana holds that if you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, it's also good. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass in Halacha that the Korban Pesach has to be brought in the afternoon. It has to be brought in the afternoon. If you brought it before the Tom Shabbat, I'll buy it, but it will be kosher, but you have to bring it in the afternoon. But nonetheless, the Rambam holds that the moment of Chiyuv of HaKrovos Korban Pesach is Chal in the morning. The chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach Eschal in the morning of Yudalad Alois HaShachar. But you can't fulfill that chiyuv until after Chatzos. So, and the half a day's distance means at Alois HaShachar, when the chiyuv HaKrovos Korban Pesach Eschal, does he have the ability, this fellow, is he close enough to Yerushalayim that he'll make it by the Tchilos Man HaKrovos HaPesach, not by the Sofas Man? All the Rishonim say, the Chiyuv HaKrovos Korban Pesach is Chalat Chatzos, because you can't bring it before. So the Chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach is Chalat Chatzos. And to determine whether it's Derech HaChoyka or not, the question is, at Chatzos, when he becomes Mechuyev, is he physically able to arrive at Yerushalayim before Shkia, before the Sof HaZman of HaKrovos HaKorban Pesach, walking by foot? And the Rambam holds totally differently. The Chiyuv HaKrovos Korban Pesach is Chal in the morning, even though you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah in the morning. The Chiyuv is Chal in the morning that you should have to bring it in the afternoon. And it's determined in the morning at the moment of the Chalos HaChiyuv, it's determined at the moment of Alos HaShachar, is he close enough to Yerushalayim that he'll make it by the Tchilos Man HaKrovos HaPesach. A totally different shita from everybody else. The half a day's travel is the first half a day's travel. It's the same, first half a day, second half a day, same thing. But it's a very strange way of looking at everything, totally different from everybody else. If you'll do what?
You have 30 people that are.
10, 10, and 10.
If you open the gates, you can reclose them.
Gemara says that we're not sure. Maybe he called the Edo Yisrael means 10 plus 10 plus 10, so you have to have 30 being makriv simultaneously. The Gemara feels that if you're going to have 10 and then send them home, then bring another. I mean, leave the 10 and bring another 10. Then leave. So if the din requires 30, so you have 30 all at the same time. Gemara assumes no, you have to have when any of the 10 are makriv. When you makriv, the karbon is even one karbon. You makriv, you have to have 30 people standing in the azor, according to that side. You have to have 30 people. They don't all have to be makriv their korban pesach simultaneously. They can be makriv bezach hazeh. So I mean, it should still be good enough with 30. So what are you going to do? 10 should be makriv the korban pesach and let the other 20 stand there. And then what? But they were all there already. They were all present by the first group. So how's that considered a new group? The Gemara considers, since they were there already, that's not considered a new group. The new 10 who weren't there at the time that we brought the first Korban Pesach, all the first set of Korbanos Pesach, the new 10 who come in later, that's considered a new group. But the 20 who were there with the first 10 to make the sum total of 30, So there's no new group there. They were part of the first group. You should need 90. You should need 30, 30, and 30. So So the Gemara says, no, that's for sure not. Either you need 10, 10, and 10, three groups, or you need 30. Nobody holds in, you need 30, 30, and 30. So the Gemara just says, so why don't you just say, let 30 bring, and then let 10 bring? No, maybe the din requires whenever a Korban Pesach is brought, it should be brought with 30 people present in the Azar. So that's what the Gemara makes this cheshbon. You have 30 brings simultaneously, 30 people will be present as each one is makar of the Korban Pesach, and then you send out 10, send in a new 10. That's the cheshbon that the Gemara makes. To satisfy the both possibilities of how to darshan the pasuk of kol v'yedav yisrael, whether it means kol plus a the pas yisrael, or kol semicolon, a the semicolon, and yisrael, three different kitas. The Gemara is not sure. The Mishnah in the end of Ezel Mekoyman ends off with the special dinam of Korban Pesach. HaPesach ein anechel ela balaylo. That's unusual for a kachim kalim. Usually kachim kalim is shneyam. Shneyam balaylo echad. So you have Korban Toido is only nechel yom balaylo ad chatzos. At least it's nechel yom balaylo. Yom echad. Korban Chatos is yom balaylo. That the Korban is only nechel balaylo. It's not nechel bayom. You bring the Korban at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can't begin to eat it till at night time. Why not? You broiled it already. You broiled it. Why can't she eat it by yom? It's a chiddush. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Rochus habasa balayla hazeh balayla v'lo bayom. That if you eat the Korban Pesach bayom, you're over the essay. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Aleph and the base. Ochel mebod yom chayiv. Chayiv what? The Gemara says, Chai what? Chai Malkus? It's the Chalav Abba Mechalal Asay. So we pass Chalav Abba Mechalal Asay is treated like an Asay. There's no Malkus. And then the Gemara says, there's a Tana Reb Yudah who disagrees. He thinks that Chalav Abba Mechalal Asay, there is Malkus. Machloikus Hatanoim. So that's the Brice. Ochel Mebod Yom is Chai means Chai Malkus. We would pass King, not Chai Malkus, but it's an Issa. It's an issa. What's the issa? It's a fascinating issa that you're not allowed to eat the korban. I would have said, you're not yoytze. You're not yoytze. Let's say some people like to nibble the cholent from Bod Yom on Friday afternoon. So they're not yoytze in the mitzvah of eating cholent, whatever mitzvah is. They have to eat a little bit of cholent on Shabbos. What's daverton? A little bit on Erev Shabbos? Eat whatever you want. So what's over here? Why can't I eat the korban Pesach from Bod Yom? I'm not yoytze. I'll have to eat some of the korban Pesach balayla. But if there's enough for two portions, the Gemara says the Karbonis Pesach were very tiny. Mm-hmm. Every Karbon Pesach had 10-15 people eating in one Karbon Pesach. You can't have to. There aren't too many kizeis maflesh in a Karbon Pesach because it has to be bashnasa before the first birthday, and the sheep and the goats menakvasim menizim tikachu. The sheep and the goats are born that season of the year, so they're very tiny, like a tiny little puppy, a tiny little cat. There's hardly any flesh there to eat. Yeah, but what's wrong if they'll only have 5 shutfim in the Korban Pesach, and each one will eat a little bit in Bod Yom, a little bit balayla. But they'll eat balayla, they'll be out in the mitzvah. When they eat by Yom, they'll eat it as a kachim kalim. Or kachim kalim, what is it going to treat it? It's more chomer than a Korban Toida. Korban Toida is nechel yom balayla ad chatzos. So the Korban Pesach should be nechel yom balayla ad chatzos, fine. But you know, you're only yotze the mitzvah balayla. Whatever you eat by yom, you're not yotze the mitzvah. But why can't I eat it? The Torah's kachim kalim about yom. So lechor, that's what the pasuk is telling us. V'ochlan sabasa balayla ze balayla and by yom lo. You're not allowed to eat the korban pesach. The Torah's kachim kalim. You can only eat it at a time that you yotze the mitzvah of korban pesach. You can't eat it with Torah's kachim kalim. That's what the Or Sameach writes, that he made a mistake be tzi'iruso. He used to think that even if one behold like Rav Lozer ben Azariah that it's a din min haTorah that you cannot eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos HaLaila, it's a din. Machlokes Rav Akiva and Rav Lozer ben Azariah whether Chatzos is a din deraisa din derabbanan. So the Gemara says that according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, it's a din deraisa. He may not eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So the Or Sameach writes that Bialduso, he thought that pshat was not that you're not allowed to eat. He thought that if you eat after Chatzos, you're not yotze in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but you can zun tehet, you can eat it. B'toros kachim kalim. You can eat it. B'toros kachim kalim. And then till he learned the Gemara and Dafayin, and he came to the realization, no, that it says according to Rav Lozer ben Azariah, there's an avera. You're not permitted, an avera daraisa, that you're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Why not? So he says, that's apparently the din. You're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach b'Toras Kodshim Kalim. You're only permitted to eat it b'Toras Korban Pesach. If you eat it b'Bod Yom, b'Toras Kodshim Kalim, not b'Toras Korban Pesach. If you eat it b'Laila, after Chatzais, since you're not Yotzei Korban Pesach at that time, so there's an issa to eat it b'Toras Kodshim Kalim. The same thing, one of the Rishonim writes, we have the Pirush HaRaivit on the Toras Kohanim, that's the real Raivit. Then they have a Pirush HaRash Mishans, they assume that that's not by the Rash, it's by somebody else. So every so often he has something funny there. So on the Pirush HaRash on the Toras Kohanim, he writes in one place that the din of Shalolim Nuyov, you have to be from the Mamunim, from the Menuyim on the Korban Pesach, that's a din if you want to be out to the Mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. But there's no Avera to eat Shalolim Nuyov. If I'll come and I'll eat from your Korban Pesach, that's okay. I just won't be Yotzeh. I can eat it b'Toras Kodshim Kalim, but I won't be Yotzeh in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the Achrayim point out that it's just not true. The marker that it's not true, the marker in the Pesukim is this pasuk. You're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, Shalom b'Toras Kodshim Kalim. You're not allowed to eat b'Toras Kodshim Kalim. You have to eat a dafke b'Toras Korban Pesach. So if you're Shalom Nuyiv and you won't be Yotzeh, so then you're not allowed to eat it, Shalom Nuyiv. And it's a Beferish HaMishnah also, the Achreinim. Rabbi Nachum Zemek quotes earlier Achreinim. They point out, it's Beferish HaMishnah, it's like that. It says, if two people broil their Karbonis Pesach near each other, and the Shmalt from one spritzed on the other one, so they're not allowed to eat the Karbon Pesach because of Shalom Nuyiv. They're not Mimunim on this one. They're only Mimunim on that one. What's the big tragedy? The Lida Kazayas. They'll have a kazayas of the carbon that they're eating. So they'll have a little schmaltz from the other one. So they don't need that for the kazayas. They have a kazayas from this one. So see the Ferish on the Mishnah. It's not just that you're not yotze the mitzvah if you eat shalolim nuyav. You can't eat the carbon pesach, but Torah's kochim kal. Has to be eaten dafke but Torah's carbon pesach, only in a fashion that you're being yotze.
Even Rabbi Kiva calls that before you can eat, right?
Even Rabbi Kiva agrees, you're not allowed to eat with both yom. He holds that Minatari allowed to eat after Chatzos, and the Chatzos is only Midirabban. Everyone agrees to this. That's the Marachlas Abasa, Balayla, Balayla, and Bayom Yom. He's not allowed to eat Bayom. He's not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach, but Torah's Kochim Kalim. Can only be eaten the Torah's Korban Pesach. There is a big Machleg Zarishanim. What if someone wants to be Makabal Tosefes Yantif, Masif Mechoil Alakodesh? So all year long, we assume you can be Masif Mechoil Alakodesh. You can say Kiddush, you can start the meal. Some Rishonim hold you can even finish the whole meal during this month of Tosefes. What about Korban Pesach? If someone wants to be Mekabel Tosefes Yontif or Pesach, and then he wants to be Yotze Korban Pesach while the sun is still shining, is that okay? So that's a machlokes in the Balei HaTosis. The Tosis that we have in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, Tosis writes on the Mishnah, Ad Shetechshach, Dibra Maslal Ad Shetechshach, that it wouldn't help if you're Moshe Mechoil Al HaKodesh, even though the Gemara says you can say Kiddush, you can eat the meal and so on, but for Korban Pesach it's a Pasuk, V'achlus HaBasa B'alayla HaZeh, B'alayla V'lo B'ayom, even though you're a Mekabel Tosefes Yontif, you can't be Yotzi during this month of Tosefes. And the Tosvei HaRosh in Brochus disagrees. He says no. He says V'achlus HaBasa B'alayla HaZeh means the beginning of the Kedushas HaYom. And if you're Mekabel Tosefes Yontif Mevod Yom, then you can eat the Korban Pesach. You can finish the whole Seder, Mibod Yom, before the sun goes down. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote anyone who disagrees. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote Tosfos, who has this Chiddush. It's a fantastic Chiddush, that you're not Yotzei the Pesach Matzah Maror, or the Arba Kosis for that matter, if you're going to eat them Mibod Yom before the Tosfos Kochavim.
The Maror in the Shailah, I said, they saw this guy, so if it's time, from the
carbon,
isn't that also
matched from
not like the
Rash? Why? He says it to answer that Kasha. Yes, that Kasha, how can there's one opinion in the Gemara that the Ketanim can eat the carbon Pesach even though they're not Menuyim Olam? So yes, the Kasha, but you're not allowed to feed it Shalolim Nuyav. So he says there's no Easter, it's just that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. There is no Easter to eat Shalolim Nuyav. So that's what all Achrayim disagree, there is an Easter. So it's taka good kasha. So if you hold that you don't need the ketanim, don't have to be mamuna, so how can you give the ketanim from the Korban Pesach and Shalolim Nuyav? So Tosfos answers that kasha by saying, since you're doing it there a chinuch, so it's okay. That's what all Achrayim don't understand. What do you mean? But it's an improper chinuch. You're being mechanech to chat to shake a pasul of lulav and an esrig. You're being mechanech to chat to eat the Korban Pesach Shalom Lemnuyev in a way that he's not Yotze. So what kind of a chinuch is that?
He doesn't know.
So that's a problem.
He doesn't know.
That's the shayla. If the child does know, is that a fulfillment of chinuch or not? That's the shayla.
The other day in the Gemara, they were in the Gemara. Meaning he's only going in that day. Meaning the other day in the Gemara there, that argues would hold that there's also an Isser. Meaning he thinks that that's group of the Machlokes in the Gemara.
No, we assume that there is an Isser teach Shalom Lemnuyev. So that's a problematic Gemara. How did the Gemara say that there is an opinion that you're allowed to give Korban Pesach to the Ketanim even if there's Shalom Lemnuyev?
But the day that holds that the Ketanim can only eat it for money.
Yeah.
So that's against the Rosh.
No, you can say they're only Yotze in the mitzvah of Chinuch. The father has a mitzvah to train his children, so he should see to it that they should be Menuyev.
Doesn't Gemara say it's Doraisa?
Yeah, I mean Chinuch Zonim V'Derabanan. This Chinuch Zonim V'Derabanan, to teach the children what the din is, that's Menatar. But to actually see to it that they eat the Korban Pesach, the maximum that can be Zonim V'Derabanan. Okay, it's a good idea. Yeah. So the Gemara is against that. You see, that opinion is clearly against the Rosh. Unless they'll say, whoever this Rosh is. Unless they'll say that this group is the Machlekes, Tanoim, but the seller by itself is the Raisa, the Rabbah. Then the Mishnah has a Pesach and an Echel Elu Ad Chatzos, and that's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether that's the Raisa, the Rabbah. The Gemara Zohar makes a deal that because it's such a sharp Lashon, it's in a double negative, and an Echel Elu Ad Chatzos, so it sounds like the Mishnah is writing that it's the Raisa. Sounds from that mission that is derais. And the first mission in Brocha says that it's only midirabban, not the Korban Pesach Heftach and so on. So it's a shayla, how we should paskin. The Tosis has 2 days. We paskin Kerablozim and Azari that Chatzos is derais, and should be paskin like Rabbi Akiva that Chatzos is only midirabban. That's the long Tosis on Kuf Chofim and base. Shayla, how we paskin on Locha. Machloik is a Rishayna. A Pesach and a Nechal Al Tzoli, so the Gemara says in Ketzat Tzoylin, when you brought the Korban Pesach, has to be tzliyesh. It can't be tzli machnas davar acher. So if you have a metal broiler, the heat is going to, metal conveys heat. So if you have a normal metal broiler, so the metal is going to get so hot, so some of the flesh that's touching the metal will become tzli machnas davar acher, become tzli machnas the metal that's conducting the heat. It won't become heated, it won't become broiled machnas ha'esh. So that's why the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a metal broiler. You have to have a wooden piece of wood, and there are different kinds of wood. So some of the woods do conduct heat. So you have to have such a wood that's not going to conduct any heat. And then a Pesach and an Echel El Lemnuyev. You have to be from the Memunim on the Korban Pesach. And the Memunim, so that's the Minchas Chinuch, was the one who raised the issue. What's the definition of Lemnuyev? Does it mean at the time of Shechting Korban Pesach, we should know whom we have in mind? Miva Mia Hochim. We know who the Chaverim on this Korban Pesach, who's the Chabura. But does it mean that you require more than that? We would require that they should have a Chelik, they should have to make a Kinyan. It has to be Shalohem. They have to make a Kinyan in the flesh of the Korban. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that his Talmidim pointed out to him that there's a steer between two, often the Gemara and Pesachim. One Gemara assumes that in order to be considered a menu, you actually need a kinyan. The Gemara seems to say exactly fakir. So it's a problem. He doesn't know how to resolve the Gemara. So Rav Elbava doesn't even raise the issue with the Gemaras. He just has his mechilta, and he walks his own merry way. Because it says, the mechilta says on the pasuk, Mishchu k'chulachem, mikan shebehemadaka niknas b'mashicha. So how do you see that you're kind of the behemadaka? Who's talking about being kind of? So obviously the mechilta is talking about becoming one of the menuyim on the Korban Pesach. So you see that to become a memuna, you have to have a kinyan. He thinks that mechilta is poshet d'shad, but he doesn't explain how do you miyashiv the gemaras. He doesn't go into those details. Yeah, and all the shalosh regalim, you have to bring a riyah chagiga and a simcha. You have to bring a oilas riyah and a shalmi chagiga. And the gemara says women are exempt. It says yirah kol zechurcha. Only the men, the women are not mechuyev in oilas riyah. And the gemara quotes at Tosef, the beginning of chagiga, that the women are pater from Chagiga as well, just like the pater from Ria, or the Smir, the pater from Shalmi Chagiga. But in Simcha, the Gemara says, Sholosh, the Gemara quotes at the Sef, the day of Chagiga. Sholosh mitzvahs, Netztavi Yisrael, Vali Yosam Laregal. They became obligated to bring 3 kabbanas, Ria, Chagiga, and Simcha. So Simcha is a machlokes, a Rishayim, machlokes the Rambam and the Raiver, machlokes Tanoim and Amoraim, but the women are mechuyev in Simcha. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah saseh, she'as man grama, so the women should be potter. On the other hand, so the fair should pasuk, v'samach ta'ata ovincha v'itecha, v'ager v'hayas v'almona shebikarecha, shebikarecha. So it says, ata ovitcha, ovitcha, almona. So it says, beferish women. So one opinion in Tanaim and Amoraim is no. Noshim isha baila misamcha. It's the husband's chiv simcha has to offer flesh to the wife to eat. Wife is not, the women are not mechuyev. It's really as my grandma, women are not mechuyev. But the part of the mitzvah of simcha and the men is to be misamech as v'acherim. It's not mechuyev to be misamech the whole world, but to be misamech benoisa, ben almana, those years mechuyev. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raven, Hilchas Chagiga, Halacha Lemaisa. Where the women are mechuyev and simcha, women not mechuyev and simcha. Is there any practical nafkaminim bizman hazeh? No one's bringing any korbanos bizman hazeh bechlal. So what's the practical nafkaminim? So Rabbi Kivege has his famous tshuva aleph. And tshuva is Rabbi Kivege. The most ridiculous shayla. Someone asked the shayla, my father was a very orthodox man, and I seem to, someone forgot to say ritzei and benching. And I think my father said you don't have to bench over. What's the din yilamdeinu rabbeinu? Do you have to bench over or not? So it says in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that you have to bench over. What kind of a question? The Rebbe Kivege says you must have made a mistake. It can't be. The Gemara says the din you have to bench over. So then he stands on his head and he says maybe there is something. Maybe it happened on Yontif and maybe the women forgot. And maybe the women are not mechuyev in simcha. The women are not mechuyev in simcha. Maybe they're not mechuyev to have a suda. If the men would forget Yalav Yavah, the Gemara says, I have to bench over. The Gemara says, on Yontif and on Shabbos, if you got Ritzeya Yalav Yavah, you have to bench over. But women, if they're not Mechuyev and Simcha, maybe they're not Mechuyev and Sudas Yontif, maybe that's what her Orthodox father said. Maybe she forgot Shabbos, Yontif, men, women, maybe there is something there to the Shabbos. I hold in the Tshuva as this printed, he says, nothing, you must have made a mistake. Then in the Hashmotis, in the end, he added on to the letter, he said, maybe there is something there. It's a shvera tshuvah from Bikivege, because if it's the chiyuv to have sudas on Shabbos, and Yontav is not really based on simcha, it's based on oinig, it's based on kibud v'yonig. So what does he mix in simcha? Shaila where the women are mechuyev in kibud v'yonig, a different shaila. But it's not the machloikis, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the women are mechuyev in simcha. And that's the way Rabbi Kivege presents. Then one is obligated to bring the riyah, the chagig, and the simcha, the oilas riyah. It has to be an oilos behema. That's what it says in our Gemara. It's our editions of the Gemara. It says it has to be oilos behema. The Rambam had a different girsan, that even oilos oif is also good. So the Mabit wrote a sefer on the Rambam. Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mabit wrote his Kiryas Sefer. Kesef Mishnah is obviously one. It's much better than the Kiryas Sefer. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah one, he's printed on the side of the page. Now in the new editions, they print the whole Kiryas Sefer in the back of every chelik of the Rambam. The Kiryas Sefer always has funny comments. So once in a while they do make sense, once in a while they don't make sense. It's mechudosh, dvar mechudosh. So here he has something that does make sense. So Rav Elbala Soloveitchik picks it up and he says, yeah, it's enough in the Gemara. He says, the Rambam had the gears in the Gemara that you are yotze with Eilas Saif. It doesn't have to be Eilas Behema. The Eilas Sri can be Eilas Saif. But he said, so the Mabit has a chiddush. If you're bringing oif, you have to bring a minimum of two. As Rashi says in Parshas Vayikra, Parshas HaShavua, when it says in Chumash, Imola Karbana, Mirakvasim, and Leizin Shayim, there's a different din, then it says, Vimen of Karbanai, then it says, Vihikrivo, in the singular. It doesn't say Vihikrivom, it says, Benatorim, or Mibrei Hayono, it doesn't say how many. Then it says, Vihikrivo, one. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, it's a Gemara, it's a Torah's Kahana, Vihikrivo, Malamech, you can bring prey da'achas, you can bring one bird as an oilas oif. So the Gemara says in Krisis on Daftes and Manalav, that's only if it's an oilas nedova. But if it's an oilas chayva, you never have, in birds, you never have less than shnayim. So according to the Rambam, that you can be yotze with oilas oif for oilas riyo, so the Mabit says, you got to bring a minimum of two. And the two have to be the same min. That's what the Yoyer Kino, one of the Meforshim, one of the Achrayim has on Mishnayis Kinim, a Chiddush like that. Rav Bavala shows from Mishnayis that it seems to be 100% correct. When you bring a Kan, when you bring Oilo Soif together with a Chata Soif, you have to bring both Torim or both Ben Yoyna. You can't bring one a Torim, one a Ben Yoyna. In order that they should be Mitztarfim together, Because when you bring oif as a choiva, you have to bring a minimum of two, and they have to be mitzarfim together by being from the same min, either both term or both bnei yoinim. If you bring an oilus nadavas, you can bring an incomplete korban. Preid achas is an incomplete korban. But if you're bringing choiva, then the Gemara says you have to bring a minimum of two. The Gemara has it there, increases the daftesim and all, in the context of a ger, that a ger shen is gayer, is obligated to bring a korban after the geris is completed. So that korban, he can get away with a two oilus oif. Doesn't make a chatas, two oilus oif. So the Gemara says, why not get away with one oilus oif? The Gemara says, no, this is a choiva. When you're bringing korbanus oif, the choiva has to be a minimum of two. Can't be one. So the Mabit says the same should apply according to the Rambam, that your oil, that you yet with other side for oil three years, it has to be dafke minimum of two. Then the simcha, that's a big shiloh. What does it mean? Shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha means you have to actually bring a separate korban, the shame simcha. It means no, you should eat the star karbanis on the shalosh regal. Not that you have to be makar the korban the shame simcha. So that's the famous pilpul that Rav Shach had with the Chazanish, back and forth. Kept on bringing rice this way, that way, the other way. The stiris and gemaris and rishonim. But the shalmi simcha means a separate carbon. The shame shalmi simcha, you eat. The Mishnah says that the kohanim ha-yotze when they eat the chatas and osham on yontem. The yotze, the mitzvah of simcha. So maybe that's a mitzvah of simcha. Maybe that's not the mitzvah of shalmi simcha. Maybe shalmi simcha requires you have to be makar karbanis b'miyuchad. The shame shalmi simcha. That was a pilpul between Rav Shach and the Chazanish. After Rav Shach passed away, so that's what they were talking about in the Hespeda, the way he had this machlokes with the Chazanish. Okay. So what should we do tomorrow? We should learn a little achaybo. We'll see tomorrow. Okay. Find out how many people are learning achaybo.